You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Is anybody else trying to jump in there?
Brother Ramius getting the south testicle.
Maybe pressing our luck, but okay.
You feel like you see differently, and you now have low light vision.
What do we have to lose? We have everything to gain.
But everyone looks at her, and you notice that she has two different color eyes now, just like Talitha.
Whoa.
And you gain the changeling trait.
I feel...
You're cursed like I am.
Feel...
We're one of them!
Talitha,
I don't...
I'm sorry. You are speaking in riddles.
Hags, Brother Ramius! I'm a hag!
You were born of a hag?
Thought stepping into the machine would take this away from me, not spread it to others. We have to stop this. This is wrong. We've made a terrible mistake. We should press on.
Yes.
Let's go
to
north.
You open the door as quietly as you can. Let me explain what you see.
Please.
Oh, no.
Sitting atop the throne, you see a rail, thin, gray-skinned being.
Very few have made it as far as the throne room. You and your friends are most welcome here. I will give you the world. You just have to take it.
I will not rule by your side. I will not devote my life to the destruction of all that live.
I refuse as well.
I think we've made our choice. Now, the shade with the key, please. Don't force us to hurt you.
We shall see. Let us dance.
The adventure continues now.
To the Glass Cannon Podcast, we have got a humdinger of an episode coming up. But first, Skid, what's going on, man?
Wow.
Nothing in particular, just what's up?
It's a very special day.
I think I know what day it is.
What day do you think it is, Kate?
I think it's May the 4th.
Okay.
It's
not.
There are people the climbing franchise. Through their phones Kate. And computers.
Are you deliberately trolling Skid?
No, I thought
I think we're going to have to cut that. I think we save Kate's
we might
reputation.
Have to.
I think we need to have an intervention with Kate.
No, I know. That's the joke is that he's trolling.
That would have been a good joke.
Oh, that yes. Skid is trolling.
I know
trolling.
That Star Trek and Star Wars are different.
Okay. All right, that would have been
Oh, I see. You thought Skid was trolling on other people who might celebrate May the 4th.
Obviously.
It's April 18th.
April 18th.
Okay. So off on all ends.
Yes.
It will be April 18th when this is.
When this airs.
We are talking to
it's
you.
It's not currently April 18th. Not the day that this airs, but today we're doing this. I'm wearing a Starfleet uniform. Today is a special day.
Okay.
Matthew, you would know. You're
Matthew,
a nerd.
Yes.
First contact day.
That's as close. It's April 5th, I think.
It's April 5th. Day.
Wait, what is it? I don't know.
So. Today is laundry day. I am out of cool t-shirts and capes. So this is what we're left with.
That was really good.
That's a good, I mean, you got me. You got me. When Matthew said first contact day, I was like, that's it. Because I also,
it's really close.
That it is
really close to first contact day.
Yeah, it's like, it's right around here. And it's laundry day, it turns out.
Out of all the times we make fun of Sydney and I for wearing costumes with our fashion.
Mm-hmm. I started going
That's
in on him right away.
He went after me.
I went after him right
you
away.
Heard how savagely he went after me.
Meanwhile, Sydney's is giving me epilepsy. That's
he asked
true.
You, how are you?
I mean, do I need 3D glasses to see what's
it's making
happening?
Me sick?
Hey, I'm the second biggest nerd at the table. This is a magic shirt that I got at a convention.
Oh,
it's like a 3D eye
You're
shirt
welcome,
that I'm being forced to look at.
You're welcome, Troy.
Can't see.
Watch, if I move really fast, it's like I have like mirror image or something.
Skid, throw your cape on her.
Skid, if you need my laundromat that I go to every day, every time we go there, Xavier points out to me, he points at the same sign and he goes, you can get a cape clean for $7.
Oh, they have cape cleaning?
Cape cleaning? Yes. They have a sign cape for cape cleaning?
And Xavier points it out every time. He's like, you know what we should get cleaned here for a great deal? Cape for $7.
Is that a good price for a cape cleaning?
I don't know.
I mean, if it's a wall.
Is it dry cleaning or laundry?
I don't know. There's nothing. I don't think it's a dry cleaning place. I think they only have machines.
Can just beat it with a stick?
No. I don't know that you can wash it.
It's not a rug. My cape is very fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be handled with incredible care.
It's like a wool cape, right?
It is. I can't, in good conscience, just hand it over to some launderer.
Some discount launderer.
Some wet launderer.
This was a lot for a bit.
Yeah.
Did you leave the house and you were like, got it?
Well, yeah, I had to think of it before I left.
That's fantastic.
It's actually really,
I have it in my bag.
It's nice too. It's like,
yeah, this is a very nice shirt.
Really well made.
I wore this for when we did our Star Trek RPG episodes.
I had a gold one. A gold lieutenant commander uniform.
Yeah, when Skid walked in, I said, did you tell Matthew to bring his? And Skid said, no.
No, I'd never do that.
I would not do that.
It's also not laundry day for me, so I have no reason to wear it.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice. You never get to wear Halloween costumes outside of Halloween or in our case, like LARPing or whatnot. So this is good. Not super appropriate, but that's okay. It doesn't have to be.
I think it's a sharp-looking suit.
It is very sharp.
You look like well-dressed when you wear it.
Yeah. It's one of the nicest pieces of clothing I own.
It is appropriate you are a red shirt for today's episode.
That's true.
This is Next Generation. Yeah. This is Captain Picard's uniform.
That's right. I don't know anything about Star Trek. It's like Doctor Who I know nothing about, and just above that is Star Trek.
Okay.
In terms of nerd fandom.
And then way above that, Star Wars. You know a lot about
Star
Wars.
I know a lot about Star Wars, although I forgot probably more than I ever do. Yeah, but no, you look nice. You look great. Sydney and Kate, you guys aren't Star Trekkers, right?
I thought you were about to say, you guys don't look great.
I thought you were too.
Unfortunately, you guys don't look great. Please leave.
Prepared to take an insult. No, I don't know. I know that I would like Star Trek, and Matthew and Skid have both like recommended episodes. And like, I know
it's too late. It's too late. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
No, no,
you would have liked it by now.
I would like it. I just don't have the time to invest in like a franchise. You know, I feel like I can't start from zero.
It never pulled you in the first place though. And that's
I guess that's true. I know I like Star Wars. You know, I dove into other stuff. So maybe I just missed the boat.
She's very busy.
Yeah, she's very busy.
It's very episodic. It's not like you have to.
Oh, you can just jump in?
Yeah, you can watch.
Yes. In fact, in Next Generation, I'd recommend you start with season 3.
Okay.
Yeah, you can completely. Well, there's a couple of episodes that you should watch.
Here we go.
Measure of a Man, you should watch.
Absolutely watch.
Can you guys make me like a document?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Of course.
Kate, Trekkie?
I mean, like, I like the idea of it. I like watching it passively. I don't know why. Oh, it's just
it's a great
of, like,
passive show.
I don't pay attention that much when I watch it. Mm-hmm. I'm a space opera girly.
Oh.
So I like, you know, Battlestar Galactica and like Expanse.
Mm.
I like Star Trek, but I'm not like, yeah, Star Trek, Star Wars sucks, or the other way. I know Star Wars is a space opera, but it's still...
It's just not as good as The Expanse.
It's not.
No, there's one fundamental problem, is that Star Trek is primarily primarily told in films, and The Expanse was books and television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And role-playing games.
And role-playing games.
Have you seen, both of you, have you seen all six, you know, primary Star Wars movies?
Yeah.
Okay. Kate?
I didn't see the episodes. Or, I mean, there was like the first three,
the
and then
prequels?
They started doing the episode ones and stuff.
The 90s films?
I didn't see the episode
ones. So you saw 4, 5, and 6, but not 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, the original
really missed. Is the episode one and stuff, is that Misa, what's his face?
Yeah.
All right. You're missing out on like core, really bad Star Wars.
I know. Well, everyone was saying it was bad.
It's bad, but enjoyably so at this point.
Like, campy.
What about 7, 8, 9?
Oh, the one with Rey?
Yeah.
I went to the theater to see that with Michael.
It was a fun one.
All three of them?
You like it?
I saw the one. Okay. It was fine. I don't remember it. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Probably. You went to a movie theater?
I did.
How often do you say would you go to a movie theater?
Like once a year, maybe. Michael gets one movie day a year.
How often does Michael go to the movie theater?
Much more often. Yeah.
So you're this is not a household aversion to movies.
No, Michael loves movies.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Okay. We've learned a lot about each other today.
I think we have.
I think next week we should all dress up in fun costumes. So Skid finally. And Daniel left out.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Finally, Troy is going to give in and we're all going to wear costumes.
I'm just going to wear this, but you guys.
I could banter all day, but there's too much to get
into. It's going
to
be a long one today.
Get some popcorn, go to the bathroom, strap in, say goodbye to your loved ones. We'll be back after this break.
What up, Nash? I am checking in to see if you are still spending $1 jillion on multi-blade replacement cartridges for your razor, or if you have a subscription to a company that sends you razors. If your answer is yes to either of those things, just stop. Please stop. You have got to check out this Henson Shaving razor. It has blown me away, and I'm so pumped that we can give you a GCP discount code so that you can go get this thing for yourself. The Henson razor is crafted by an aerospace company that has manufactured parts for the International Space Station and the Mars rover. They designed a solution to two major problems that I had with shaving. Replacement blades were way too expensive for me for what I was using. And two, getting nicks and scrapes, just flat out. And since I moved to this thing, I have had no irritation, none. And this doesn't have to do with having a sharper blade. It's because of the wobble of the blade. Designing a razor where the blade can have almost no wobble takes a level of precision that I would only expect to get from an aerospace parts manufacturer. The blade extension from a Henson razor is less than the thickness of a human hair. And back to my first point about spending too much money, with the Henson razor, replacement blades are $3 to $5 per year. The single blades that you install into it are old school blades that cost next to nothing. It's the design of the razor that transforms that blade into a tool that gives you a wobble-free, incredibly close, and comfortable shave. Forget overpaying for replacement cartridges or sending money to a subscription every month. Visit HensonShaving.com/GCP to pick the razor for you. And use code GCP and you'll get 2 years worth of blades for free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/GCP and use code GCP. Have you guys heard about Fume? This was new to me a few months ago, and I am loving this thing. Fume is a flavored air device, an award-winning flavored air device, by the way, that keeps all of the good aspects of what would normally be a bad habit and just strips out the harmful parts so that you can take your habit and make it better and healthier. I mentioned it to Francis like 2 weeks ago during an ad break, just like this. This is a true story. And I pulled it out of my backpack and I was raving about it. And he's asking me all these questions like, why can't use it inside, right? And I'm like, yeah, you can. It is not vapor. It's just air. And he's like, how is it powered? And I'm like, it's not powered. There's no charge needed. There's no power source. You just install a flavor cartridge, adjust the airflow for how intense you want the experience, and start using it. And that's it. He was baffled, as I'm sure you are. But he took it out and took it for a spin, and he was like, oh my God, that is delicious. I want one. And so I got him one, for real. That is a true story. And it was just awesome. And for anyone that's trying to kick a bad habit, it is absolutely worth a try. The movable parts on the device are designed with fidgeting in mind. It helps me de-stress. I'm not sure what it is about having something in my hand to mess with, but it just helps me relax. And Francis totally agreed. He was all about the little clicking of the airflow dial. Anyway, I think you should check it out. I'd be so excited if you had an experience like Francis and I did and just realized how awesome this thing is to help kick a bad habit and just get started on a good habit. So to try it out, go to tryfume.com/GCN. That's tryfume.com/GCN and get the journey pack today. Fume is giving the Nash 10% off when you use our code GCN to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
Before we get into it, I want to thank our sponsors, as always, Foundry VTT, Norse Foundry, and Demiplane. No, you're holding up dice. I used to save Norse Foundry for the end, but I always forget as I'm saying them who the sponsors are.
Yeah.
I just do it in terms of memory. But we're going to need all three of them today.
Oh, yeah.
For this combat.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to talk about in terms of last week? Because a lot, last week had a little bit of both. Long role play and then a shorter second half where you walk in and see Kanipo the Slim. First half, you're like, look at these balls. We could do so much cool stuff with these balls. And then after a couple experiments, you realize we should probably stop playing God.
Yeah.
You got low light vision.
Yes.
That was cool.
It's awesome.
You obviously got the ability to turn into a cat.
Change shape.
Kind of fun. But then you inherited a changeling trait from Talitha, something that has been basically a secret of Talitha's that she only shared with you. And now you are starting to be flooded with Talitha's memories, and Talitha has realized this is very bad because what I've given you is a curse. You may be called to rejoin the coven, this very dangerous part of a changeling's life when you get the capital C call to return to the coven and turn into a hag yourself. And now this has been given to you. Right before you open the door to the north, you feel this little distant voice in the back of your head. It's already started to pull you, perhaps. But you open the door, and you're in the throne room. And finally, you see this 8-foot-tall monstrosity sitting there, stroking a Temgur Gorga, little porcupine in a cage with a hat, little hedgehog. Get to that later.
I hope I survive long enough to meet that.
Yeah, we have to learn. So I didn't know it was the throne room. I was not in that angle. Like, all I saw was the bed and the cage. And when you started to describe it, I was like, it's official. I hate this AP. I'm not playing it anymore. When you were like, there's a hedgehog with a hat. It's like holding onto the bars, looking at you like, nah. I was like, all right, I'm out. I can't do it anymore. I'm not doing a hedgehog in a hat.
So you had the opposite reaction. I was like, oh man, we're in Kanipo's thing. Like, I fucking hate this, sucks, fighting the shadow thing. And then you're like, hedgehog with a hat. I was like, I'm back in.
Yeah.
It's like, I care about
different
this.
Styles.
It's one bad thing, one good thing.
Now you
it's
have
like
my
the
attention.
Painting. It's like his mom's painting of Goodfellas. It's like one dog goes one way and one dog goes the other way.
Right. And in this case, I think it's one good thing, one bad thing. But they're, and I agree, they're just exactly reversed for me. Like, I see Kanipo and I'm like, let's dance. That's what you said.
He said, let's dance. Kanipo
I'm like,
said.
Let's go. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
I mean, horribly nervous.
So you're on Kanipo's side.
I'm on Kanipo's side in adventures. Yes, I like.
So you want Kanipo to win.
I like to fight horrifying monsters. I don't like to banter with hatted hedgehogs.
I don't want to talk to a hedgehog.
No,
in a
thank
hat.
You.
I do. I think we, this side of the table, we really want to talk.
I think you're the only one that's not interested.
I like a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
I don't want to fight Kanipo, but I definitely want to talk about hedgehog.
I want to release the hedgehog. I feel like as a player, I have this innate thing where
you
just
do it
wanna...
during the fight. I swear if you use a single action, you do anything.
I really want to release
other
him
than
so
murder Kanipo.
Tempted. I don't know what
could
it
you
is.
Imagine if you opened that cage and it came out and it was like a 15th level like paladin. And it's just like started owning on our behalf.
That's what I'm saying.
What she tried to do with the unicorn the other time.
I thought the unicorn.
Huge backfire, but hindsight's 2020.
Sure.
You're like Elliot.
What about
one
now?
Of these times it's going to work.
Elliot and E.T. Yes. The frogs.
Back to the river. Back to the river. Well, hey, you got three actions. Might as well use them.
God damn it.
We're always looking for a way to use that third
gotta
action.
Use for something.
Sure, they won't all be really important in this fight. Well, I mean... This is it.
This is it. Shit.
This is Kanipo. This is a figure that is essentially timeless, parentless.
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I really think that it's going to be really hard. And I always think that. But I think in character, I really think that because of his seeming timelessness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like an army of elves just could barely manage to imprison him, let alone take him out. And, you know, I don't know.
Very few have entered the throne room, they said.
Have made it this far.
Made it this far. They welcomed you here, and all you had to do was kill your friends, and you could become Slim and rule by their side.
Oh, was that the deal? I didn't. I, I, I never really got that far into the level of consideration. I didn't know I had to murder the rest of you.
Yeah, he said
would that,
that
have changed?
It would inevitably be murder, but like he wouldn't.
You know. Where there was only one of you, it was sort of implied, but he did mention it kind of sideways during the
conference. Lose weight with this one weird trick.
Yeah. Kill all your friends. I was about to say, I mean, dieting is just hard. If you just have to kill all your friends, you can be that slim. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see who's going to be left to worry about their weight. Everybody roll for initiative.
Oh, oh baby, okay. Starting right up.
My favorite episodes. Favorite app start.
Yeah, you love starting with a combo. What did you get there, Talitha?
17.
Ah, Lady 17. Zephyr.
10.
10 for Zephyr.
Tweener.
For the Ramius.
15. That's not a tweener.
It's halfway it's literally between in the middle 1 of 20. And 20.
She's right.
It's no, less than halfway between 1 and a good roll. Initiative roll. 15 for Brother Ramo.
15 for Ramius. Asta.
I'm just going to go take a work call. I got a 6, so I'll just go do that and come back when you guys need me.
Is that mathematically possible? 6?
I counted correct. No need to do the drop skid. No.
I'll your hands off.
I rolled a natural 2.
Nat 2. With
I also
plus
don't think
four
you ever
bone.
Have to play the drop again because we're all singing in our heads. All
hard to shake.
So mean.
What about Buggles?
22.
All right. We got a 20, something in the 20s. That's nice. Well.
What'd you roll? 47.
Well, I do have two combatants.
Oh, I forgot
that you. Can, oh, that you can stupid see. Stupid hound. That's right.
But,
I'm relieved to know one of them is not the hedgehog.
Yeah, what's the hedgehog's initiative?
Hedgehog. They should get one to break out.
As you get close, you realize it's just a stuffed hedgehog in a cage. However,
you're lying.
Thank God.
Kanipa will go first.
You're lying.
all right, so here we go. What kind of music do we have for this fight?
I'm just going to bring some.
Do you got a good scary, one? Something good?
No.
You got to bring something good.
Right,
something.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I hear a little
it's going to be pretty intense.
It's got to blow my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I can already.
I'm not going to do super cinematic. I'm going to go kind of modern-ish.
Yeah, you have like, to wait until.
A lot of drums, a lot of.
You have to wait until you start dying.
Maybe even some electric guitars. Maybe 80s action.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Kanipo slides up to the back of the room from its throne. You see these shadows. I think it was Talitha or Matthew that noticed in the image these like shadows splitting out. Same thing. There's this like illusory double of Kanipo that's sort of floating with them as they slide across the room. And they just reach out their arms and Talitha and Ramius and Buggles, you see your shadows on the floor begin to lift off the floor and pull towards Kanipo's.
This is what he was doing.
Hands.
Assuming the elves' shadows.
Yeah. He said
he was just like pulling ropes of shadow out of you.
It's like Peter Pan.
All three of you give me a fortitude save.
Oh, it couldn't be worse than that.
Natural 20.
Oh!
Natural 20.
I don't even want to roll it. I'm so sick. God. Come on.
No.
That's a fumble.
What's the total?
Just take
will
my
you
word
just tell it. Me the total? There are people screaming at the computer.
The total is a 7.
Okay. Oh, wow.
What about, is that a fumble?
What about Buggles?
Dirty 20.
A dirty 20.
Probably still a fail. Even though I rolled a 15 on the fucking die.
Fail and critical fail. Let's talk about damage, then we'll talk about conditions. All right, Buggles, you're going to take 6 points of mental damage, and you are frightened 1.
Oh, man.
Okay. Brother Ramius, however, is going to take...
Oh.
19 points of mental damage, and you're frightened 2.
Oh, are you up still?
God, I am barely up.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
For those of you following along at home, remember, frightened, you are gripped by fear and struggle to control your nerves. Think about that in your role play when it comes to your turn. The frightened condition always includes a value. Take a status penalty equal to this value in all of your checks and DCs. Unless specified otherwise, at the end of each of your turns, the value of your frightened condition decreases by 1.
Everybody remember, though, we do have the fruits of the sapling rod from that one.
Yes.
Critical, yes.
So.
The encounter has begun. Talitha, you take no damage.
And a little something on the side.
And you're feeling pretty good about yourself with your one new weird eye. Weird eye blind. Buggles, you are gripped by fear, standing behind Brother Ramius, who seems to crumble in front of you. You see he looks a little unsteady on his feet, perhaps, as his shadow has been pulled into the mouth and hands of this being. It is your turn.
Okay, so yeah, it's this stabbing sensation that he gets that he's probably even particularly sensitive to, given his own powers.
Overall temperament as well.
Yeah. Is it like he lets out a yelp of incredible pain and he sees what's happened to his friend. He is going and he's frightened. He is going to move along the eastern side of the room. Get a little clearer line of sight on this thing.
Buggles, the Gorga.
I know, you see the dogs.
Oh, yeah, it's like, and now he's doubly frightened. He's frightened too.
He's frightened, eh?
And he, yeah, I think he's going to go after the Gorga, actually, with an ignition.
Pop. Okay.
Okay, that is a 23 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay, good start. Buggles.
Right. And that is 7 points of fire damage.
7 points of fire damage to the Gorgs.
And it goes down.
And it goes.
Nice.
Wow.
Strong start.
All right. Anything else, Bugs?
That was my three actions.
All right. Buggles steps up there and ignites the hound. Things you remember about the Temgur Gorga, because you would remember this. They are weak to cold iron, and they also have attacks of opportunity. Keep
yes,
that
they
in
do.
It is Talitha's turn.
They also can, like, basically, they can become hidden whenever they're in dim light or something. Concealment.
Can't they teleport?
Do you have light on, by the way, or no?
Well, what's the, I was going to ask the light situation.
Anyway. It's dim. It's typically, like,
then
all
I don't have any light on.
Okay. But you have low light vision now, so.
Right.
You're not sweating.
So it don't matter.
All right. Talitha is going to kind of clock the Gorga and look at Kanipo and devise a stratagem. Okay. And will not attack with that. So instead, she will flank out to the western side of the room, much as Buggles did, and then take a shot at the Gorga with her crossbow.
Okay, and you don't have to use the stratagem on that because it was intended for Kanipo.
I identify a creature. Any strikes against that creature, I must use that roll, but a different creature, I can presume.
All right, so whereas Buggle went east, you go west in the direction of the hedgehog, and fire away.
Okay, I'm glad I waited. That's going to be a 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
Nice.
All right, but it will only be 1d6 because there's no strategic strike. 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage.
Oh, I get a free knowledge check on Kanipo.
Oh, okay.
What the hell am I going to do with this?
All right.
I have no idea.
What is your nature?
What is my... It has to be nature?
Yeah.
Okay, it's plus five.
Wait, it doesn't have to be nature, but the DC is going to be even harder, and occult. You assume it's probably going to be pretty hard for this...
yeah. Well, that's why I'm wondering nature. If I want to go for occultism. But, all right, we can do nature. I have a question to ask.
All right, what's your bone?
For nature?
Yeah.
Plus five. Do you want me to ask you a question?
No, because you don't know anything.
That was easy. Worked out.
You knew that was going to happen.
You don't have to worry about thinking.
I don't have to worry about thinking about a question.
I love the idea of Talitha also thinking, like, I know everything I need to know. There's nothing else to be learned. I'm done.
Well, I'm waiting for the inevitable creepy ability that,
sure.
Besides stealing or eating our shadows, what else?
Speaking of which, it's the Gorga's turn. And the Gorga rushes at Buggles.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
This is the end of Buggles.
She moved right to there. So it rushes right from that dais at Buggles, and as it reaches the end there, it goes to try and take a bite out of Buggles. And I'm going to do an actual bite instead of that shadow bite to start. So let's see. That is going to be, probably a miss with a 14.
That is just a miss.
Oh.
Just barely a miss with my frightened condition.
Okay, and then for its final action, it goes to bite a gobbet of your shadow. Give me a fortitude save.
Oh, I need all my gobbets.
My gobbets.
Natural 20.
Oh, you take no damage.
Yes.
Wow, the 20s are coming when you need them. It is Brother Ramius' turn. What is going on through your head there, Brother Ramius?
He went into this frightened, already scared about the situation because of this seemingly immortal creature almost, right? Like compared to our concepts of time. Thousands of years it's been alive. And he was like, we're going to die. And then he starts to feel exactly that as his shadow is ripped from him, his very insides that already feel weak start to feel weaker and weaker and weaker. He's down. He's near death.
Wow.
And I can just take care of myself, or I can try to, I can risk. I'm going to risk. I'm going to risk it. I'm going to risk. I'm going to risk. Taking, I'm going to risk it for the biscuit.
What are you doing?
I'm going to miss him.
God damn it. I actually don't know.
I'm going to send him a nice fruit basket.
Literally, you have all those fruits from the sapling rod. You should be eating them.
Yes. Yeah. Please take care of yourself. Yeah. You go down, we have to get you back
up. Yeah. We can't heal ourselves.
Buggles can get me up.
Buggles is about to be eaten by a dog.
I've got my own problems.
His worst fear.
Got my own problems. Yeah.
Do it. Do what you want to do.
You do you. Yeah, it's always Joe. Funny.
Oh, it's always,
we always laugh. It's always a real kick.
We laugh and laugh.
I'm so tortured. All right. I am going to, fine, I'll take care of myself. So he is going to ask the Keeper's blessing in this horrifying fight that they're up against, and he's going to heal himself with the two-action version of the spell heal. And then with his remaining action, he will attempt... actually, you know what? I'm going to cast heal first, because let's see how that does. Phenomenal. So he heals for 15 points.
Ooh, nice.
With the heal spell. So that was good. And then he got almost all the way back there. With his last action, he's just going to aid Asta.
Oh, thanks.
Are you going to do something awesome, or are you going to open the fucking cage?
I don't know if you have enough movement to open the cage.
If she is going to open the cage, she'll find sure a way. She'll be you'll appreciate your help.
She'll find a way. Yeah. She always does.
I will aid Asta if Asta goes after Kaneko. So I'll say that much. Or the dog.
Wait, what?
I'd say preparing to help you if you are attacking.
Oh.
He's putting conditions on his aid. Yeah,
he's not like going to help you open that cage.
It's not how that works.
It is. It's like you...
aid blackmail.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you doing this? You're dangling the aid in front of me.
Well, I can't help you.
Maybe
if
you'll get a plus one.
I better do what I want you to do.
All right, then. It's Zephyr's turn.
All right. So now that Brother Amius helped himself looking better, I'm going to... move, because the Gorga moved, and I need to be, 35 feet away from it. So, I'm going to move right next to Talitha there.
Okay.
Get into my monastic archer stance, so that's two actions total. And then, final action, flurry of blows.
Nice.
I really want to try to incapacitate
Let's
this
go.
Guy.
Go!
On the Gorg?
On the Gorga, yes.
Okay.
Kill
awesome.
That Gorg.
Okay.
Oh, God. You got it.
I don't remember how to play my character.
In these stressful moments, all of the rules just go out of your head.
Okay, that's a 16.
16 is a hit.
Oh,
yes!
Nice!
Six.
Oh, phenomenal.
All right, so how what order do you want to resolve this? I can, because Stunning Fist.
We can do Stunning Fist right now.
Okay.
That has the incapacitation trait, which would still rock and roll here. So Fortitude save?
Fortitude save.
All right, 21.
Well, that's a pass.
All right, now you can give me the damage. Unless the damage is one...
It's combined.
All right, so then roll again to hit and see if this one hits.
A 10.
10, okay. So miss on the second one, so just give me the damage for the first. Yata!
4 points of damage.
4 points of damage.
It's all right. We hit it. Oh, you hit it.
Finishing off the round, old Asta. We all know how well Sydney does during boss fights.
It's sort of my kryptonite, if you will. Really good at the little guys. So you're not going to help me if I open the cage, is what you're saying?
No, I don't have any...
I'm joking.
...way to help you.
Unless... Just kidding. Unless... Us is going to run up, straight up in a line, to get... next to Kanipo.
Okay. You see these two sort of illusory doubles floating next to it. It's a little tricky. You see where it is, but there's something going on there.
I want to make it clear. She is Naruto running with her katana behind her. So cool. And then she's going to swing it around, come down, and do a spell strike.
Right there!
And he's going to attempt to aid.
We're going
to
go aid. Okay,
with perception. With a weak spot, an opening. Natural 20. That's a critical aid.
Okay, so that's it's going to be plus 2 to your attack. However, I need you to roll a flat check first.
Is this a concealment?
Yes, basically.
Okay.
Huh. Do you have something that does something against concealment?
Nat 20.
Oh!
All right, so you pass the concealment.
Shit.
God damn it! Continued!
Fucking flat
check. Over and over!
That's when you roll natural.
That's the only time.
I know, it's kind of amazing.
is it?
All right, so now you're going to get a +2 to your actual attack.
Okay.
And it seems like your strike is coming down on the creature.
Come on!
Guys.
+2.
Okay, this is going to hit. This is going to be, it's a natty 18, so a 20, 28.
That seems like it would probably hit. Unfortunately, at that moment, as you're about to hit it, it like steps out of that space, very similar to what happened with the Shay, except seems like it's being triggered by something else, and appears over on the other side of the room near Zephyr.
I don't hit it.
You don't hit it.
And my spell strike also doesn't hit, like the spell that I cast.
It's law lost.
Wait, did you use a first level spell?
Is that true? It doesn't say charge in the weapon if you don't hit?
No.
No,
no, it's a cantrip though. Like, if she did use a first level spell.
No, I used I used it. I guess I needed to say what I was doing, maybe before, and to stay honest. But it was a cantrip. It was phase bolt. But I still have a third action.
Yep.
So I'm just gonna shoot phase bolt at it.
Oh, wait! Didn't you move up to it and then?
Yeah, phase bolt is a 2 action. Oh. Yeah. I forgot cantrips aren't 1 action.
Didn't it stay charged until you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would I skipped a step here, but what I would do is like roll the damage and you give me all the damage, and then I just wouldn't take any of it. I move, so the phase bolt would actually have triggered, and it's the damage.
Whatever this ability is,
yeah,
it's triggered by taking damage, and then it just gets to move and not take
and
damage.
Not take damage.
Probably is its reaction. Hopefully, it can't stack up reactions like that.
All right. So then, third.
As long as you can cast another spell,
yeah,
you should be good.
Third action, I'm just
Wait, you don't have a third action, right? You move and
sorry.
Spell struck.
Yes. Yeah, sorry, yeah. I keep thinking I do.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that sucks. That
Boom,
sucks.
Shakalaka, top of round two. It's old Kanepo's turn. Baloney, what should I do?
Oh, you're right up next to Zephyr.
I got,
I don't like it.
So then somebody has to hit it before I get to it to try to hit it. Boy. That's a reaction first.
No, Troy could trigger it whenever he wants to.
Yeah, it might be it taking damage triggers it. I don't know.
It sounds similar to the Shay, but not the same.
And he said it's similar. And that we know that that reaction was triggered by a very specific thing, which was the creature had to move next to it. You know, so like...
Hands fly out. Shadows dancing around its hands towards Talitha. Give me a will save.
And I'm immune because I... No, it's a different thing. Will save. That's will better.
That would have been better save. The first time around. Why don't you just do will saves?
25.
Wow. 25!
Nice. Woo!
You are stunned 1.
Okay.
Oh.
Man. All right, so you just feel like part of you feels like you're starting to tighten up, and you're just like stunned instead of paralyzed. All right, so 1 actione left. Huh? I am going to, as Kanepo...
Yes, we know you're Kanepo, Troy.
I think I'm going to stay right where I am there. Kind of, I stepped to a place I didn't want to step, so I'm going to...
You don't want to be that close to the hedgehog?
Because the hedgehog
is a 12th level sorcerer.
Powerful.
Actually, no, what I'll do is I'll move I'll move up right next to Zephyr.
Oh, damn it.
Fly away.
Just, this could only be good.
Something about that hedgehog, though. I think I should have.
And now it's Buggles' turn. Buggles, you are toe-to-toe with the Gorga, but you're no longer frightened.
Right. Oh, great. Okay, so Buggles is going... First of all, the aura appears, like, boom, the Kulukan takes over. It's just like, let me finally... And his eyes shift. This globe of frost appears around him. He's going to take a step back away from the creature. And I actually just learned this. I don't know if this is a remastered thing, but I actually, with my cantrips, my psi cantrips, I have an extra 5 feet of reach.
Really?
To do melee, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to do that. So he's going to do a frosty ignition on the Gorga.
Boom.
Hey, that's super cool.
And it buffs the damage, right? Because
it does.
When you do ignition in melee.
Yeah, and I'm amping it. And
where that's considered in melee, would that provoke?
It's melee for me, but not for it, unless it has reach.
Ah.
Okay.
So that is a 25 to hit.
Oh, that's a hit.
Okay. Not a crit, right?
No. I'd tell you.
Would you?
So its AC is 16, right? Because we hit on a 16.
Yeah.
That is 12 points of frost damage.
All right, so boom, you hit that thing, and it looks pretty beat up.
Come on!
All right.
All right, so Buggles is standing toe-to-toe with the Gorga and doing quite well for himself. It's Talitha's turn. Talitha, you're stunned one, which again means you would lose
this was
an action.
Especially devastating to me because we're wielding the crossbow with Divine Stratagem. I have to reload, which means. And
so you can't devise.
I can't
or
devise.
You can't reload.
The thing is saved on that.
I know, right? Does stun decrease like frightened does?
It's over now.
It's so
stun
one.
I lose
my
action. That one action, now you're fine.
Okay, great. So for this turn, I will shoot at the Gorga. No devise a stratagem. So I'll reload, shoot.
Reload, shoot.
Reload. Fire!
Natural one.
Oh!
Oh!
And there it is. That's what sends the combat reeling into destruction.
This is how it starts, and then we all start rolling bad.
Man. It's like, it's contagious, right?
Yeah.
It's contagious.
If I had been able to devise on that, I could have just...
Not done it.
Moved on with my life.
God. All right, this one from Curdy Bird in Edmonton, Canada. We know Curdy Bird.
Curdy Bird.
Twitch. What's up, Curdy Bird?
Twitch from, regular. Curdy Bird.
Yeah, Twitch regular from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Oh, sorry about that one, bud.
Oh, boy.
You strike at your foe but miss and hit a random ally within range instead for minimum damage.
All right.
All right, so in this case, I'm going to
say... Hold on a second, there's more. You feel so bad about what you did that you have to continually apologize until the end of your next turn. During this time, you can act normally, but you are off guard.
Did this originate at the Canada show?
It seems like it did.
Sorry.
So you're off guard, and you're going to hit somebody for minimum damage.
All right, here's what I'm going to say is I'm just going to make the possible targets be Asta, Buggles, or Ramius, because they're like in the range of the Gorga.
Yeah.
I'm not going to include Zephyr, where Zephyr's standing right there. So one, two, Asta, 3-4 Buggles, 5-6 Ramius.
Better not be Ramius.
4, that's Bugs.
No.
Buggles.
That's the worst one.
Buggles, you take 1 point of damage.
Okay. Not too bad. Crossbow was good.
I'm sorry, Buggles.
Was good for that.
Buggles, I'm so sorry.
And you see, like, Buggles, like, his face, like, whips around, and it's not Buggles.
Oh.
It's
like, I'm sorry to you, too.
Sorry to you too, sir, whoever you are.
Whatever your name is, I would not dare to ask.
You do not want to be on that thing's bad side.
I really am sorry.
All right, so you're off guard for how long?
One round, to the end of your next turn.
Okay. Oh, but I'm no longer stunned.
And off guard is just AC, right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect
like
your saves, right?
Isn't it like being flat-footed?
Yeah.
It's the same?
Yeah, it is flat-footed.
It is flat-footed.
Minus 2 to AC.
Check it and see. All right, so that the end of your turn?
Yeah, 2 actions.
It is the Temujin's turn.
Temujin!
The Temujin just jumps over towards Asta. And Asta, go ahead and give me a fortitude save as it tries to take a chunk out of your shadow.
That's going to be 21.
21? No damage.
Nice.
So now I'll just do a straight old-fashioned bite. And that's going to be a 25 to hit.
You sure you hit? Oh, wait, 25 to hit?
Yeah.
What?
Wow, I'm asking you.
That's just...
we're waiting for you to tell us.
Yeah.
That hits...
Why don't you just tell me?
That hits by a lot. By a lot, actually.
Is it a crit?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, God.
Max damage, 8 points of piercing damage.
Oh, no.
The bite.
Could have done without that.
Dinks.
So Asta takes a big chunk, and now it's Brother Ramius' turn. Now, Brother Ramius, you were technically frightened at the beginning of your last turn. Frightened went down at the end of that.
I'm frightened
so
one right
frightened
now.
One right now.
But despite his fear, he is going to rely on his faith to embolden him. He will stumble, drag himself basically into the middle-ish of the room. There seems to be some sort of seal on the floor.
There is.
Yeah. Are you walking
don't
into
like that.
It?
Troy said it wasn't lit up. Like I asked about it before. He said it doesn't look like it's lit up, but he definitely was like, it's there.
Huh. I didn't hear him mention it.
Yeah, it looks like some form of
death trap.
Yeah, you don't it doesn't look alive right now. Like
free perception
maybe some
check.
Sort of ritual was going on here.
Okay, he's going to stumble up to that unknowingly, not caring about the seal. He stumbles up into the middle of it.
As you step on.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
You feel a weird tingle in your groin. What is that? I haven't felt that in years.
He turned on by the seal? What is happening?
Oh. I like this place.
I thought I got that checked out.
And then he will keep us, save us! Bam! And the white light emanates as he casts Bless.
Oh.
So Bless will emanate all around him, and you all, as long as you stay within 15 feet, will gain the benefits of plus one to hit.
Beautiful.
For attack rolls.
Brother Ramius, nicely done, Zephyr.
All right. So, Kanipo, we saw them move over to where Talitha and I are.
Asta went to hit them, and they
okay, they
stepped.
Moved as part of that.
Yeah.
And then we saw them do a will weird thing to Talitha, and then move one more time.
Yes.
So I think...
Trying to figure it out?
You're doing them.
Well, no, I just... I don't want it next to me, but I think that if I just try to hit it, it'll blink. So that's what I'm going to do. Right now, she was facing where the Gorgo was, so her back is to Kanipo. So instead of, like, going to try to still hit the Gorga, she takes her hand and she just, like, swings, like, back around and tries to, like... Let me just move my cards. Bow! Like,
back fist, Kanipo.
Backhand.
We're spinning back Kanipo. Fist on Kanipo.
Nice.
With the bow? Nice.
No, with my hand.
Oh, with the hand, the free hand.
Yeah.
Shapo!
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Give me a flat check.
Oh, right. Because he's a... That's a 12.
That's a 12. Okay. You are good to do your back fist.
Awesome.
You are good to do your back fist, Matt.
You are good to do your back fist.
You may now do your back fist.
Ugh. 15.
That's a miss.
Okay. So this is, yeah, this sucks.
Yeah.
As it sounds like, so you're not going to trigger it.
You only trigger
it because I didn't hit.
You damage.
You actually
so like he
damaged.
Gets to save it up until someone actually hits.
That's pretty right. Brutal.
And I didn't do Flurry of Blows because... I thought if I hit, or if I try to hit, then Kanipo would move.
Toe to toe with your
That was just one action.
That was just one action.
Do it again, I guess.
And since I still can't, the Gorga is within half of my first range increment, like too close to me. Mm-hmm. So I can't, I'll have a penalty. So yeah, I'm just going to do Flurry of Blows, regular style, on Kanipo.
Let's find out what this guy's deal is.
With my map.
All right, give me the flat check first.
Flat check. 6 for the first one.
All right, so that's a fail. But what happens is you go to hit, and one of those illusory doubles disappears.
Oh
so, okay.
There's only,
only
one left.
Okay.
Okay, so now the second attack, give me the
flat
check.
So the last
check.
One, 7 flat check.
All right, so same thing. You miss on the flat check, but now both of those illusory doubles are gone.
So she's frustrated that she missed, but she sees the shadows go away, so she's like, oh, awesome, I think this is good, even though I missed.
Yeah, very productive.
Pretty successful turn.
Yeah, unless it just regenerates them or something. That would be annoying.
It is Asta's turn.
Okay.
That was only 2 actions because Flurry of Blows is...
Oh.
That's right.
1, and then I did 1. So with my last action, can I just do like a knowledge check like on Kanipo? I'm trained in nature. I only have a +4, though.
Okay. You don't know anything about this. You've never heard of any creature like this. Doesn't resemble anything that you've heard of. Everything you know about them is from their backstory.
All right.
And now it is Asta's turn. Asta, you've got this Gorga at your back.
Yeah, I want to ask, just because I'm not sure as the player, if I cast a spell while in melee with something, it's an attack of opportunity?
Yeah.
Do we think this Gorga's got one?
We know it does.
Did he use it yet? No, because it was just its turn.
No.
Didn't use it on Buggles.
Had a whole plan. Had a real good 3-set John. But I guess I will just...
Just take the hit.
Yeah, just take the hit. It can only do it once.
And it could miss.
Yeah.
It could also crit and interrupt the spell.
Here's the issue, though. I can just plain attack him right now, but I need to cast a spell to recharge my spell strike.
Oh, yeah, you can't even spell strike. Yeah, just kill him.
I guess I'll just hit him with my
spell.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just do a regular attack then, not a spell strike.
I think he's in bad shape.
On the Gorga?
On the Gorga, yes. That's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20, that's a hit.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. All right. Roll high here, and maybe he'll just go down. That would be phenomenal. Be we know he's in rough shape.
All right. It's
give me
my
that sweet Damu.
Come eight.
On. That's enough to kill it.
Yeah!
Oh, awesome. Eight's pretty good. All the blood, sweat, and tears. Love it.
We needed that.
Yeah.
Right, so, boom, you kill the Gorga. All that's left is Kanepa the Slim.
Jeez.
That was one action. We so can now do you can this. Cast.
Yeah, okay. So now I'm going to... I'm going to cast... Okay, I have two actions left. I'm going to cast Sure Strike. First level spell. My next attack, I get to roll twice.
That and round.
Is it that round?
90% sure.
A glimpse into the future ensures your next blow strikes true. The next time you make an attack roll before the end of your turn. Shit. I don't cast that.
Okay.
I am going to instead do my... You know what? I'll just do phase bolt at him.
Yeah.
You got back, a range
back
spell.
Back to my OG plan, yeah.
Okay. Is that have an attack roll?
Yes.
Okay. Give me the flat check first.
I thought the mountain shadows are gone.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need the flat check. Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
There was still some other reason we were rolling flat checks. I was like, God damn it!
Nah!
18?
With the map.
Minus...
5.
It would be minus 5 from your original plus.
Plus 1 for the
bluff. I only attacked once, though.
Yeah, so it's minus 5. So did you... If you
unless
didn't
you have a minus
it,
4 13. Thing.
Sorry, my spell thing is just confusing me. It says plus 5, plus 0, minus 5.
Right.
Yeah, because your first attack would be plus 5.
So it's plus 0.
And my
zero,
second
then.
Attack would be plus 0.
It's just whatever the die says.
Oh, I see, I see.
Unless you haven't counted the bless, in which case it would go up on one.
Yeah. Die plus 1.
14.
Die plus 1 is 14.
It misses. It doesn't matter.
That is a miss, yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I forgot about the bless, too. I was like,
a lot going on.
That's my turn.
That's the end of round 2. The Gorga is gone, and all that's left is Kanepa the Slim, who's yet to take any damage. We'll be back right after this break.
And never will.
Oh, he hasn't.
Never will.
Listen, if you're like me, you take your coffee seriously. I'd like to call myself a coffee connoisseur, but at the end of the day, I just don't like bad coffee. And when I brew coffee at home, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's great. But sometimes you got a little extra time in the morning. You want to make just like one delicious cup. Well, this is where AeroPress has changed my life. My buddy has been using AeroPress for years. He was talking about it, so I finally got one. It is a game changer. AeroPress coffee uses a patented brew method that gets the purest flavors from the beans and speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over extracted, and you get a smooth, rich, bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell of freshly roasted beans. I like to have a few cups in the morning, but later on in the day, I just want like one cup, but I want that one cup to be good. And this is where AeroPress has been a game changer for me. AeroPress is like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology that combines the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact portable device built for travel. You get a completely unique and delicious cup of coffee wherever you go. Only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star reviews in over 60 countries, AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. And at just under $50, with all those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. Thoughtful, proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. Who won't love that? Gift receipt not needed. Seriously, if you travel like we do, sometimes it's hard to find a good cup of coffee, especially if you live in a place that's known for good coffee, like New York City. Throw that AeroPress in your suitcase and you're good to go. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/GCP. That's AeroPress.com/GCP, and use the promo code GCP to save 20% off your order. That's aeropress.com/GCP, and be sure to use code GCP at checkout to save 20%. It's time to ditch the drive-thru, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world, and we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
It's important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality. And that's why, for almost a year now, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better at 52 iterations of the formula and counting. Their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. And for me, there's no real comparison. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality and the standards of manufacturing partners and sustainable practices. Those are the kind of benchmarks I'm looking for. But also, taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making sure there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of, just one scoop of AG1 mixed in water every day. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C and zinc to support my immune health, because obviously that's something that's important to me. It's really become part of my morning routine. My wife and I drink it each morning. My daughter asks if we're about to make it. It's part of her routine in a weird way as well. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/glasscannon. That's drinkag1.com/glasscannon. Check it out.
We're back. It's the top of round three. And it's my boy Kanipo's turn.
You must love this dude.
I love them. I love them. And I wish my Gorga was still alive because I was very happy with the way I was distributing damage. But you know what? I'm cool with just Kanipo. Let's see what old Kanipo can do. Take Kanipo's out for a spin.
Oh, no.
First thing Kanipo's going to do is rake a claw across Zephyr's face.
Oh, no.
Let's see if I hit. Ooh. 19.
Miss.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? After she backhand you, she sees the claw come and she's like, swoop. Nope.
Pace.
Swoop. Swoop.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Okay. Then what it's going to do is it is going to reach out its hands and begin to pull shadow stuff from you, Brother Ramius, and Buggles.
Oh, you did it again?
I did it again. Please give me.
You could just pick any three anywhere.
No, I think it's a line.
It's a line.
Let me just make sure. Give me a fortitude save,
dude.
Oh. Now, Brother Ramius, you had just lost your frightened condition.
Yeah.
Let's see if it comes back.
Yes, it does.
Okay, what did you get, Zephyr?
I might be paralyzed. I got a 9.
Okay, and what did you get, Brother Ramius?
13.
13 and Buggles.
22.
Oh, okay. 9, 13, 22. Buggles, unaffected. 13, you, Ramius, not so bad. You're going to take, 10 points of mental damage.
God.
You're frightened one. And Zephyr, that's a critical fail.
But lucky you missed on that rake.
16 points of mental, frightened two.
Okay, this is fine. Oh, it's not the worst thing in the world. No. Damaged, frightened two.
No way, they're fascinating. All right, so that is going to be all that Kanipo can do. Man. Frightened one, frightened two. Tons of damage. A little more damage. You're
tons of damage, dude.
Good thing you did your heal.
Yeah.
Well, it is now Buggles' turn.
All right, Buggles, the aura around him, boom, shifts again into burning cinders. And he is going to turn his attention to Kanipo. And instead of targeting him with an ignition, targeting them with an ignition, he is going to target them with a fiery frostbite. So I will need a fortitude save.
Okay, great. Fortitude save for old Kanipo. That's a 12.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That is a fail.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, so that is. Ooh. But he might just be able to blink out of this. Maybe we don't know.
We'll I don't see. Know with the magic attack. I don't know.
He needs to be the thing.
He needs to be in melee.
Yeah, that you're next
to. Melee, but let's see.
So we're gonna find out.
That is 10 points of fire damage.
Okay, and does that spell have the attack trait?
No.
Okay, 10 points of fire damage. Kanipo seems to have been hit.
Yes.
There we go.
And I receive 5 points of temporary HP. Nice.
Okay.
And with my third action, Buggles reaches out to Brother Ramius. It's just like, keep
fighting. Keep fighting, Ramius.
And you are healed for 4 points.
Oh, phenomenal. You're amazing. Thank
okay,
you.
Reaches out, heals Ramius. Talitha's turn. Talitha, you're no longer stunned, but you're off guard until the end of this turn.
I'm off guard, yeah. So here's what Talitha's... All right, let's see, let's test this theory, hopefully. Talitha's going to use an interact action to swap her crossbow for her rapier.
The swaparoo? Okay.
Swaparoo.
I'm familiar with the swap.
It's part. It is an interact action. I might be new to the remaster, but I was reading about it. It's very cool.
Okay.
And pull out her rapier.
Very video game, like you're literally like yeah. rotating through.
I think she's like in one hand. It's a hand crossbow, so she's just like holster as she draws. I think it's
yeah,
one action.
Yeah, cool. Mm.
And then she will step up to Kanipo and take a swing with the rapier, with the bless.
Step up to Kanipo, take a swing with the rapier.
And it's actually 6 points, not four.
To get oh, amazing. Okay. I'll take it.
All right, let's see what happens here. That's a 24 to hit.
Okay. That's a hit.
Come on.
4 points of damage.
Okay, Kanipo takes 4 points.
Oh,
so he can choose.
What a piece of trash.
So he can choose.
He can choose.
What? It's not a big enough hit.
What yeah. a jerk.
As soon as you crit, he's going to...
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
So
we're going to have to try to chip him down while he does
to get him
10
to
points
it.
Of damage to three of us every round.
Well, yeah. Here's the other thing we can
don't
do.
Don't get in a line.
We shouldn't avoid all lines, but the other thing we can do is just crowd him. Because if the ability is like the Shays, they have to end up next to somebody.
That's
so if
what
we crowd them, they're
the
always
time.
Pretty close.
I guess we can figure that out too. But also, even when we did that to the Shay, they popped up behind Buggles and then stabbed
because
him.
Because Buggles wasn't
no, even
near
when
us.
We did crowd them, I think
we didn't. We never got like fully. I'm sorry, we never got fully around them.
All right,
I think the rules of the Shay was that the Shay had to appear in adjacent to one of us. So
let's
if we're
see.
All next to it, next to Kanipo. Kanipo should not be able to travel too far if it works the same way.
Whoo, baby! It's Brother Ramus' turn.
Brother Ramon.
Brother Ramon.
Brother Ramon.
Hey, Ramon.
Zony. All right.
Oh, Ramon. Boy. Certainly don't want to deal with this frightened thing. All right, so... frightened one. All right, first thing...
And I'm no longer off guard, right?
Correct.
Damn it.
And just so you know, I'm down a little bit of hit points.
Yeah, so Zephyr, big time.
That's you're down more, I think, yeah.
16 of them.
Yep, and a far
down,
more
I'm down to
character.
I'm down to 15 HP.
Oh, I'm down to 14.
Like, yikes.
Yeah. Damn.
I'm ignoring
that.
It's
cold.
I'm not listening to him.
I don't want
to
say it.
Man. Shit! Okay, I will do a knowledge check on Kanipo. So I will do nature plus 8.
Why? We're not going to get anything.
He wants to know about this ability.
We're not going to get it.
Okay. What would you like to know?
I want to know what this ability is. The ability to this, whatever. It seems like a reaction to avoid damage. I want to know how it works
you
and how
have,
to exploit it.
I remember reading, perhaps the Quaking Stacks, or perhaps back in the day at the Abbey.
In a footnote.
About fey creatures that have this ability to phase out of reality upon being hit. And so it's this reaction called phasic defenses that allows Kanipo to use their slim step ability.
Okay.
Oh. So this is something they could do as an action or as a reaction.
And they have to...
And what triggers it?
The trigger is taking damage from
they
an
can
attack.
Move anywhere or they have to? Is it like the shape?
Is it anywhere within sight and it has like a range?
I can tell you that. It is... So the way slim step works is I can move to another area of dim light or darkness.
Mm.
Okay.
Light it up, Joe.
So anywhere in the room.
It's cool. It's like face step, but it's like evil.
Light the room up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I'll never be able to. So I'll do that once people are dead and all my heal spells are gone. So
okay, so you do something useful once everyone's dead.
Otherwise you're just all going to be dead.
He either heals us or lights the room up.
Yeah, it's like one or the other. Can't do both in the same round.
Oz is not going to be able to hit. Oz is not going to be able to hit Kanipo unless you light him up.
Well, I'll hit. I just won't do any damage because he'll move.
Ooh, right.
I know. It sucks. Do what you want to do. Do what you
want. He's only going to have a 20-foot radius of light.
The light can move.
Everything else. Oh, wait. And I can do multiple sources of
light.
You
can light.
But it just takes actions each round. All right. I'm going to start out
I think if
by...
You put, the way he just read it, it sounds like you have to be in dim light to use it. So if you put the light on Kanipo,
No, he never said that.
He said you can move to another area of dim light.
Oh, so by saying another area.
I would
area,
tell you, you would know this, that
he can only
they
use
transport themselves from one shadow to another.
Yep. Della had almost the exact same thing.
It's cool. Mm.
That is cool. So, okay. Okay, great.
Oh.
You know, it's a big risk,
yeah,
though.
I'm going to hit.
Me too.
It's not a risk. I'm going to hit.
I'm going to hit.
Your shot?
Yeah.
We're both going to hit.
Yeah.
All right.
Zephyr's going to kill it. Call the shot now. Zephyr will kill
this round.
This round.
Just kidding. I'm frightened too.
Oh, man. Okay. I'll cast light.
Okay.
And I fucking hate that choice, but I will cast light. And I will have this hovering orb of light pop up. Yeah, like behind Zephyr, basically, like in the space behind Zephyr.
Okay, and that's what, 20 dim, 20 bright?
20 bright, 20 dim, yes. The way around, yeah.
There you go.
Behind Zephyr is where it would be set.
Oh, behind Zephyr, like between in that space between Zephyr
and the seal. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, great. I'll move that there.
And yes, thing is, keep it in the light. That would be the best way to defuse its defenses. So right now it's in that light. Okay.
Yep.
And that is his round. So recall knowledge and then cast the spell, and now he's no longer frightened.
Huge. You're no longer frightened, and it goes to Zephyr, who is frightened too.
All right. I'm frightened too, which is great. So now that Kanipo's in the light and we think that they can't move, I'm going to do Flurry of Blows again with my fisty fists.
Come on.
On Kanipo.
Come on.
Punch. Minus two to all attacks.
I know. All right.
That minus two is so brutal.
Yeah, that's a miss. That's a 14 for the first one. Do we still have Bless? Yeah?
Yes.
Did you break or am I having a stroke?
I actually broke. I'm concerned about your stance.
My stance?
Yeah.
What, monastic archer stance?
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about it.
Can you do melee
flurry
of blows while in the stance, while in the monastic archer stance?
The monastic archer stance only stops if I exit the stance. Something I'm fighting negates the properties of needing to be in it, or I like drop the bow, put the bow away.
Okay.
Is there any reason? I think we talked about this.
I thought there was something like you can't. Whatever, it's fine.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't the case, because then we also brought up that she can use her legs and arms to kick and do flurry of blows. So I think it was the stance did not negate that, if I remember correctly.
Okay. I remember something about you definitely being able to attack. Just didn't know if you could use flurry of blows in melee.
I can use flurry, but that's originally how it is.
Okay. Yeah. No, I get it.
He's saying if you're in monastic archer stance, can you use flurry of blows?
It doesn't say...
While in this stance... Oh, the only strikes you can make are those with longbows, shortbows, bows with the monk trait. So you can't attack
with fists.
You would have to drop the bow is all. You just have to drop. It's a free action. It would be at your feet. But then you
lose monastic archer.
But I don't have to drop the bow. I can put it away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can spend an action to sheath it. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the only way you can make melee attacks.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I feel like we went backwards.
I thought we were wrong
at one point.
You can kick a knee while holding the bow. But you can't. I don't think you can
but
use.
She has
flurry
to
of,
drop the stance.
No, she can use flurry of blows with her fists. We've talked about that.
But she can't be in the stance.
She can't. She had already entered the stance. She has to exit the stance. And the only way we determined to exit the stance was by stowing or dropping the bow.
Mm.
It was the only way to break the stance.
Okay, I'm not gonna argue. I don't know.
Okay, so I put my bow away.
And then you can flurry of blows.
And then flurry
so that's the second act.
Flurry of blows. So I already did the first one. Second one. Ooh.
And you arm bless.
23 to hit for the second one.
Boom.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Okay. My stunning fist has the incapacitation like trait or effect.
Mm-hmm.
Does it apply to Kanipo?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I hit. Do you want me to roll damage first, or do you want to do
the
42
save? It was a 21 to save.
Pass.
So critical success.
Critical success.
It is? Oh, because, right. Got it. All right, so my damage...
Because Kanipo is a boss!
5 points of damage.
All right.
Points of damage.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, not too bad.
So that's another action. And then, what do I want to do here?
You want to yell, you bleed just like me?
You bleed just like me!
Like me. I'm just going to try to hit it one more time.
Yes!
Yeah.
Natural 20! Let's go! Let's go! Get it! Natural 20.
12.
Natural 12.
12. It wouldn't have been that sad if you guys didn't call the natural 20. It would have been like, oh, that's fine. It's respectable.
It's respectable.
Asa, you're up. The light perhaps has taken away Kanipo's ability to slim step. So you might be able to just straight up hit this dude.
Okay, Asa. First action, she almost like gets on her hands and knees and just like kind of growls, like the thing foxes do where they kind of growl bark. It's like kind of weird. She does that and then disappears and reappears next to him as she stabs his katana into him.
Oh, cool.
Dimensional assault.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Do I take any penalties? Like, am I off guard from something like that where you just appear?
No.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure, make a suggestion.
You have the range to flank.
Oh, yeah. Let me do that. Sorry. I'm going to move into flanking position.
Okay.
I can fit in that area, right?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I don't think you take anything. I think you tumble through space, making a short dimensional hop, blah, 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 teleport, and then make a melee strike.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sweet. So you just appear, and the katana comes striking outward at Kanipo.
That's going to be...
He was off guard from this attack.
Where's my katana? It's going to hit. It's going to be...
What?
24?
24 is a hit.
Okay. And then it's a
D10. Oh, I love this two-handed katana business.
Five.
Sweet.
9 points of damage.
Nice. 9 points of damage.
Guys, we're owning right now.
Now that I did my dimensional assault, which is one of my conflux spells, I've recharged my spell strike. It was only one action. I get
Wait. You had already recharged your spell strike.
No, I didn't.
You cast a spell last round, right?
Yeah.
Phase bolt?
You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot.
It was great.
And now you're going to do spell strike, but the map, though.
At the
off
map.
Guard.
Yeah.
Off guard. Evens out.
Off guard plus bless.
Yeah. Boom.
Evens out.
Bless you.
Bless. I did forget.
Actually, it doesn't even help, but
it doesn't even
I also,
it's
I wanted,
not worse.
I wanted to do the dimensional assault because it's also, I get a free attack. So if he were to hop, maybe he would have done it. You know, I wouldn't have wasted a whole thing.
Yep.
All right, so.
All right, get a good roll here.
And what are you doing here?
My spell strike.
Spell strike. Okay, remember you take the map because dimensional assault counts as an attack.
So that's what we were just talking about.
I
minus
just don't take.
Plus zero.
Plus zero, yeah. All right.
Plus one for bless.
16.
Dice plus one.
You're out of bless.
So it's a 10.
Out of bless, 10.
Oh, out of bless.
Miss.
Too far away.
Or a plus zero. Sorry, it's a 15, but yeah.
Yes. End of round three. Nice little four-rounder we got here. A little four-rounder. First, I'm going to do a claw on Asta with Kanipo, the slim. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm down so many hit points.
Oh, no. That's a 30 to hit.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Here.
Critical.
It's a critical.
Here. Critical. Not a nat 20, so it won't be a fan critical. However,
double.
It is going to be... 8 points of slashing damage.
I'm gonna go down.
And I need you to roll a fortitude save.
Okay.
Sorry, 8 points, was it doubled?
Yes. Yeah, I rolled that.
So I'm not down.
So whatever this fortitude save.
22.
22. You take no extra damage.
Oh, my God.
Huge. What
flanking's
a hero.
Back on the table.
Huge.
Flanking's back.
Flanking's back on the table.
I am
so one of us goes down in the next.
Low one hit points.
And then once again, it reaches out its arms. Everyone's still standing in a straight line. I need Zephyr.
I couldn't move. I did not have the action economy.
Zephyr, Ramius, and Buggles, give me a fortitude save.
Oh, no. God, this fortitude. Shit. Dude, I can't do it. I can't roll it.
What'd you roll?
I fumbled, and I might have to spend a bottle cap. I don't know.
What did you roll?
11. I don't have any bottle caps, so come at me.
11 also.
Oh, no.
Critical failure for both of them, and...
Come on, just be one of us. We'll all critical fail together.
No, let's not.
Do the bottle cap.
Oh, my God.
This is...
We need someone.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than a UFC title fight that ends in the first round.
Yeah.
This title fight is living up. Somebody's going to get a bonus in their paycheck at the end of the night. Might be Kanipo.
This is a Buster Douglas situation. How do I get the frightened off of myself? I don't want to be frightened anymore. I'm not afraid.
You want to do it, Joe?
Reload.
All right. God damn it. I'm not. Oh, man.
I am going to...
You have an amazing ability.
Bend the cap.
To share anxiety.
Well, I mean, dude, you don't get bottle caps in this game, first of all.
Right.
You have to save them for when you die. And now, I could just go down, because it's a fumble. But I could also easily fumble, and I will fail, regardless. So, like, it's a weird time to spend a bottle cap. But I kind of have to spend it so I can keep other people up, if I can just last one more round. But I say people, I can only do one. I'm going to spend the cap.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Oh. I thought you were like rubbing it in my face that you had one.
Okay, roll again.
All right, fortitude save, my worst save.
That one.
21.
Ooh.
Unaffected.
Oh!
Worth it.
Huge.
Bottle cap.
You know what? Bottle cap.
I mean, I think that would be a good way to juice the economy without Troy having to acknowledge he did something good. It was just like, solid use of a bottle cap.
Yeah, you get it back.
You get your bottle cap.
Oh, God, this line is killing me.
How bad could it be? He's rolling so many dice behind the screen.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You both take 27 points of mental damage.
Okay.
And you're frightened too, because frightened won't stack.
I am
they're
not
dead.
Frightened.
Wait. We're double the damage. So 27 can't be a result.
No, it's not double damage.
Oh, it's something extra.
Yeah, it's more dice being rolled.
What if you only had 14 hit points left?
All right, so where you did a critical fail, you go straight to dying two. So you're dying two and frightened two. Because that's right. She was frightened one, and when you critically fail, you go to frightened two. That doesn't stack. It just would increase
what?
The duration.
Dying two.
Talking about frightened. Well, she's frightened
she's
one.
She's unconscious. She's not frightened about
it. Yeah, frightened is the least you're always.
Yeah, about. Frightened is. Don't worry about it.
I see. Skid, how is...
I'm dying as well.
All right, so Buggles and Zephyr go to dying two. That's 66 mental damage, and I rolled three sixes.
I'm rolling so good, you guys. I'll definitely save myself from this.
That is completely insane. For an AOE attack.
I mean, he's like...
That there is even a 66 option for second level characters.
They're like a boss.
With an AOE.
Is a line considered AOE? A line attack?
Yeah, because it's an area, you know, everything in the area gets affected.
I guess,
Oh, you know what? As much as it sucks to die, Boundary does make it kind of cool.
Troy is adding so many
conditions. Because all I see is just like spinning pools.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
You know?
Oh, no.
Even and, dying like, all the effects is fun.
God, I love dying in Foundry.
You know what? Foundry makes dying A-okay.
That's a good catchphrase.
Wow.
Even dying is fun with Foundry.
Foundry.
That's wow. Okay.
Yeah, right. So.
You guys have so many conditions on you.
I mean, if Ostad went down there, if you don't succeed, if you don't use the cap, huge. All right, so Buggles and Zephyr will move in the initiative order to before Kanepo. You see both of them fall. You guys look over at Asta. Asta's like Mortal Kombat character, swaying left and right. Brother Ramius.
Not frightened.
Not frightened.
It says it on Foundry. Get it off!
It's not.
It's not. It's just your page.
It's just your page.
Oh, okay. Like, how do I do it?
And it is Talitha's turn.
Okay, Talitha's going to look to Brother Ramius. It's like... You want Buggles or Zephyr?
Buggles or Zephyr.
You take Buggles. Help Buggles.
Oh. Okay.
Then you get them both?
Yeah, I mean, I can AOE. He'll just bring them both up. But, like, you know, it's going to be minimal HP. If you want to just keep going at Kanepo.
That's what I'm going to do. But I could also put up...
I'll take care of them.
All right.
I'll take care of them.
Okay, devise a stratagem. Natural 20.
Here we go!
Yes!
I think
you should use it as an attack.
I think you're right. I agree. I concur.
I think you should use that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Boy.
You needed that. We needed that.
All right, so first action is devise a stratagem. Do you then have to use a second action for that to be the attack, or is that just...
I have to use an action, but that's the roll.
Okay, that's the roll, so it is a critical hit.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Phenomenal. Please.
And my rapier is deadly.
You need this.
Oh,
you,
yes.
I mean...
Okay. Okay.
This is game balance 101. You needed this.
Here we go. Benjamin from... I thought I was going to say Brooklyn and be so fired up, but it's not. It's Benjamin from Brookings, South Dakota.
Where Brookings
Benjamin
at?
Benjamin from Brookings.
Hi, Benjamin.
Yo, where Brookings at?
A tree grows in Brookings.
Oh, Benjamin from Brookings, South Dakota. I make my own luck.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
When it feels like your luck has run out, you just make do with what you got and you swing even harder. Double damage.
There you go.
And gain the benefits of the bit of luck spell.
Ooh.
Which I don't know what it is in two.
I think
it's basically
advantage.
It's right?
Advantage.
You roll twice and take the better on a roll.
All right, so double your damage and then add the D10 for deadly, right?
D8 for me. D8. And I don't double the deadly die, do I?
No.
The deadly die, no.
Thing about deadly, you just get that bonus.
Okay. 26 points of damage.
Talitha.
I mean, you guys needed that.
Yeah, we did.
He's still very much up. They're still very much up.
Okay.
That changes everything. There's a chance only one of you will die.
Just so you know, bit of luck, it's when you attempt a saving throw, you can roll twice and use the better.
Oh.
So that might come in handy.
Yeah. Right, so that's the 2E version of
that's the 2E version
okay.
of
Oh, interesting.
Great. Awesome.
Much lamer.
All right. I am still...
Yeah, but against this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I am still flanking. I am still blessed. I'm going to go after... I'm going to take a second attack. My third action.
All right. Third action. Second attack. With the map.
Okay.
No bless.
18 off guard.
18 off guard is a hit.
Yes! Oh,
this is huge! Why the flanking is so huge.
Yep.
5 points of damage.
Yes!
5 points of damage.
Talitha squares out and sees an open, like a weak spot between the ribs of his thin, or their slim, slim frames. It's like...
Over 30 points of damage.
Right?
I mean...
Big round. Turn.
Without
huge.
That.
Without... What the hell do we do?
Without that. Just
without that.
I had to be
I'll start reading a new adventure path.
Yeah.
It is Brother Ramius' turn. Then it is Asta's turn. And then Zephyr and Buggles start rolling death checks. Keep in mind, if Zephyr or Buggles and Buggles roll a critical failure on their check, they die.
I'm familiar.
They die. Keep that in mind. Joseph O'Brien. I want to reiterate. This has happened on the show before. A critical failure on a death saving throw.
You don't think it's going to happen to you.
Would lead to death.
We're all,
until it
we're
happens.
All resting on your dice roll.
Nobody, apparently at this table, has any idea what the rules is making happen right now. It's a three action heal to channel. And bring you both up.
Right.
You have to stay in the line.
So I can't move. I stay in the line.
Oh.
And I heal Kanipo. So. I can move.
Yes.
And bring one of you up juice-tacular.
Do
give
that.
You a bunch of hit points. Yeah. And let the other one do a death roll.
A true death roll.
Permanent death roll.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be
me.
Or.
It's not me.
Or. I can stay in the line and bring Kanipo.
Do not do that.
As many points as you get, but save both of your lives, and you would be wounded one.
Random question, Skid. Just thrown out there. It really has nothing to do with anything. Does Buggles have a cousin?
It's not going to be
was also a game
Buggles.
Walker.
It's going to be Zephyr.
It's going to be Wuggles who comes back.
Wuggles.
It's going to be Zephyr that would be outside of the range because she's next to Kanipo.
Well, he can't do a range channel then. He can only go to one person.
Oh, that's what I thought you would just
I mean, that's
step.
One option, yeah.
I mean, I think,
never
personally,
mind.
I understand how terrible it is to be dying and to have to do a roll. But if you heal Kanipo, I'm going to be so pissed. We just... did damage to him, like, really for the first time.
I think you've only got one option.
All right, I think
what
I
is going on through Ramius' head? You're just seeing...
Ramius is looking. Talitha's, like, looks back at him, and he says, I'll take care of them.
Both of them.
And
he
then
said
realizes...
Both.
He said, you did say that.
I'll take care of them both, is what he said.
You did both. Say that.
And then realizes he will not.
Can't save them both.
He meant Buggles and the Kaulukan. I'll take care of them both, don't worry.
If I die, it's going to be such good, like, content.
I agree, Kate.
If I die, it will be such a good motive for hurting you.
So juicy.
Wow, this is bad. I'm sorry, this is a bad time. It's a bad time to make these kind of decisions. Yeah, Ramius is looking at both of them, realizing what sort of danger this puts us in to try to heal both and stay in the line.
That's
what's
what
like
saying.
The average
you
heal?
You have to get out of that line.
What's the average heal for that?
4 points.
So you'd heal Kanipo 4 points?
On average, yeah. The same as what you guys would get.
It's not the worst thing, but also you have to think, if he brings both of you up for minimum hit points.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
If Buggles was right next to me, it would be a lot easier. But unfortunately...
Actually, I take it back. I think... Oh, but then you'd be in the line. And
yeah, that's the line.
That's the He'll just put us all down.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Line wounded line. One, which means a crit fail. On
all right, I'm going to go with an idea here. Let's see. Wait a minute. They both went down at the same time.
You're having
Isn't there a world in
moment.
Which you just put them before? Yeah, so it goes out from Kanipo, this line. Zephyr goes down first, right? And moves right before him in initiative. God damn it.
Yeah, I
And
first.
Then Buggles goes down and moves right before him in initiative, putting him after Zephyr.
I do yep. have bottle caps, so I can stabilize myself.
Okay, that's
if that affects your decision.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you could deal damage as soon as you wake up.
For sure.
Yeah.
And you Zephyr would have to stand up.
Yeah. Pick up her bow. Well, would you stow the bow?
I won't be
I stowed it.
You stowed it. Okay, that's good.
She doesn't have to stand, but she... Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have to stand, but she'd be at disadvantage for not
punch staying. From the ground.
Kick. Sweep Kick. The leg!
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Okay. Brother Ramius is going...
Normally, I'd rush you along here, but this is important.
Yeah, this is like... Yeah. It's like those hands of poker, where you just like take too long, but everybody understands. This is a big one.
You hold our lives in your hands.
Yeah. Ramius is going to... I have to do this. And he's going to move up and out of... the line.
All I can see is a circle because I'm dying.
Oh, yeah.
Just like pulling away from you. Yeah.
I mean, it
yeah.
must be like in what is it, Henry V? It's just like you just mm-hmm. yeah. see a shape moving in the
yeah. distance. It's I'm in the nether realm.
Oh, this is so frustrating. Actually, no, you know what? He's going to move up even closer. Only 10 feet from Kanipo. That puts him in right next to Zephyr, just in case he can help there. It also puts everyone in the bless if anybody gets another turn. Asta will. So that puts you in bless. And he will...
What's your bless radius?
15 feet.
Okay, because I might as well...
It's a plus one to hit, right?
Yeah.
Give and... You a bless aura.
I will cast a two-action heal on Zephyr. So you better... flurry like a crazy person from the ground. I killed this son of a bitch! Okay, so... two action heal. Ugh, garbage. Hot trash. 11 points.
Hot trash.
Hot trash is burning my hands.
Hot trash.
11 points of healing. Zephyr, we need you. Perhaps he feels some connection to you after being into that mechanism, the sight, the vision, the elfishness. He cannot let Kanipo kill another elf. And he brings you back.
All right, so you are frightened too, you are prone, and you are off guard because you're prone. And wounded one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
That is my turn.
That is your turn. It is Asta's turn.
Okay. Asta is going...
There! That spot! There!
You giving me an aid?
No, I'm just...
Flavor Aid.
I thought you were giving me a Kool-Aid.
Nice, refreshing Kool-Aid.
I wipe my brow. Could really use some Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
All right, I am going to cast Force Fang as you see me whip my katana, and it just turns into like a giant spike of shimmering force energy. And this, my friend, is another conflux spell, and I don't have to roll to hit. It automatically hits.
Ooh.
What?
Okay. Yep.
And that's going to be... 3-4 points of damage, force damage. And now I've refreshed my spell strike, and I'm going to swing again and go to hit you with my katana.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Phase Bolt alongside it.
Okay, so this is spell strike, phase bolt, attack. What did you roll?
Not anything good.
They're off guard.
They're off guard. It's not going to hit.
Not, damn it, won't really.
It's a 10.
Okay.
It's fucking, god damn it. It's so frustrating to roll a 2. It's not even funny. A 1 is funny.
Go to round 5 here.
No, I agree with you. I've said this before. I'm like, natural 4 is natural 5.
The worst.
The worst!
Yeah, there's no song for a natural 2.
Yeah,
exactly.
We go to round 5. Top of round 5. Now, Zephyr, you are up. So we're going to deal with you before we go to Buggles. You are, I say up, you're awake, you're wounded one, you're frightened two, you're prone. You're off guard because you're prone.
All right, because I'm also frightened two with the prone and off guard, from being on the ground. Still, I'm not going to try to attack from the ground. I'll have so many negatives.
You know, I don't think they stack, do they? Do they all stack?
Do they?
I felt like they were all penalties, and penalties are just take the largest one.
Yeah, so prone is -2 circumstance penalty.
Okay.
AC. And then so is off guard, circumstance penalty, again to AC.
But you become off guard because of the prone.
Yeah, I think just prone gives you a -2 to your attack rolls. Off guard just affects AC. Wounded just affects when you
die.
But frightened, you're basically going to take a -3, I believe.
If you're frightened 2 and you're prone,
it'd be -4.
Would it be -4 or do they not stack? It would make sense that they stack just because whenever you're prone, you take a
-2. Whether you're penalty because they're too frightened.
Is it a different kind of penalty?
A status penalty.
And what is prone?
They stack. It would be -4.
Okay.
But it's -3 because it's in the bless.
Oh, right.
Right. Effectively a -3.
Tough shot.
You really want me to hit from the ground?
Do whatever you want. I was just saying it's not like a -6 or something like that.
But. Yeah, but I mean, I feel like I need every point I can get, and standing up is just one action.
Yeah.
So. Your bow is stowed. No monastic
stance. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was talking more like flavor, like just get up and go nuts. But
Yeah. So she stands up. I think she was just dying. So she stands up
Removing
in front of
condition.
Kanipo. Like maybe has some blood on her lip. She like wipes it off. And then as she like wipes off the blood to pull her hand back, she goes in and just poof, like
nice.
Goes to punch him. And I'm going to do flurry of blows, regular ass, on him at a -3.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Oh, no. Caitlin.
You know what?
Is it a natural one?
Do you have a bottle cap?
No, I don't have a bottle cap!
You did a natural one?
Are bottle caps transferable?
No, I have to. I want to get. I can't give it.
You have two?
Take them.
She has to.
You have two?
What do you do that's so great?
Why does she have two?
She hoards them. That's a natural.
Hoards them?
That's a natural one. That's the naturalist of ones. That's brutal, Kate.
That's what they call me. They call me Brutal Kate.
They call you Brutal Kate.
And if she turns around and swings at Brother Ramius and knocks him up, what do we got?
James from Boise, Idaho. John Johnson's huge John. John Johnson's huge John. While swinging your weapon or fist, you remember something from your past.
Ooh.
You can't help it. You're tripping, stumbling, flipping, fumbling, and now you are clumsy too. For 1d4 rounds.
What is it with people from Idaho fucking us over the last
What the hell? You guys need to put caveats in where it's like, unless you're a player.
If you're a player,
now this might not matter for you right now, perhaps. Clumsy 2 should impact dexterity.
Yeah, it's a status attacks. Penalty equal to the condition value to dexterity-based checks and DCs, including AC, reflex save,
so
range
AC
attack rolls.
Sucks, but like,
yeah,
so it wouldn't be my
as long as you keep
melee.
Punching, you're all right. Okay, let's see how many rounds I added, Clumsy. Two
you're
rounds.
Getting really colorful, though, on the on the map.
I think I'm the most colorful player.
You're really
on the
loaded
board.
There. You're slowing down my screen.
Well, that was... I'm going to crash Foundry.
All right, so... You're still punching away here. -19 to hit.
That obviously didn't hit.
Say -19.
10 for the second one.
Brutal.
Cool. So that was
so
two
brutal.
Actions.
Stand
and
up. Flurry of blows.
I'm just going to try to hit one more time.
You could also get out of the line.
-1. Am I on a line still?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Goggles.
And now if All right. after you, then...
Zephyr just tried to hit and whiffed both times, and it's just like... You maybe see her lip quiver, and she goes...
Oh, no.
And she takes a step back.
Oh, no.
Okay. She takes a step back.
Oh, God, no.
Buggles, you're dying 2, which means you need to roll a DC 12 flat check. 3 or higher, and you don't permanently die. A 1 or a 2, and you die.
He has a bottle cap.
Yeah,
so
a bottle cap.
He would have to use it right then.
Right, so basically if you roll... I mean, you got let's roll and see, because there's pass, where you go to dying 1, there's fail, where you go to dying 3, and then, of course, there's critical fail.
And, of course, there's critical succeed.
Right. Critical success.
Okay, so that's a 7, so that's a fail.
Okay, so...
Dying 3.
You would go to dying 3 unless
you want
to...
I'm going to use a bottle cap.
Okay. This is what's so fucked up about this, right? You use that bottle cap, but now...
It could go worse.
It could be worse.
It could.
So it's up to you.
No. No, you use the bottle cap and you stabilize.
No. Oh. I would have to give up all my bottle caps to stabilize on.
That's true.
You have more than one to reroll.
Gotcha. Oh, so you still have one.
I have one left.
Got it.
So that is a natty 12.
Natty 12. All right, so you go to dying one.
Dying one.
Okay.
Whew. Sorry, I didn't know you had multiple.
Yeah. Oh, wait, the rule is to stabilize, you have to give all your bottle caps?
Yes.
It can't be one?
Yeah, if it's all. Like to the death roll, then right. Yeah. You have to give it. You have that option.
I hate that rule.
Well, it's important.
It's a great
rule.
You're
real bad.
It's important, and I hate it.
Yeah. Two things can be true.
All right.
Stalin was important. I hate him.
Yes, so true. It's been true. It's a good one.
Okay.
Inarguable.
It is Kanipo's turn.
Okay.
Why are you playing with bottle caps back
there? I was just putting Skids away.
You weren't pulling out some more just to have nearby, so, yeah, just in case you distribute.
Yeah, in case Kanipo needs one.
He's anticipating some real excellent stuff from us, and he's getting them ready.
Troy always anticipates excellence from us.
And he rewards us.
Yes.
And recognizes
equally.
It in the moment.
Yeah. Equally. <All right.
laughs> Oh, no.
First things first, I'm going to attack Asta.
I'm going to die, just so you guys
yes,
know.
Yes, we're all going to die.
No, I'll go.
Everyone's dying. Don't worry.
I'll go down this turn.
All right. Keep in mind, I don't have any bottle caps.
We go down, we go down together.
Okay. I don't think it's a crit. And this is really important to see if you go to dying two or whatever. But it's going to be a 26 to hit.
Not a crit. That is a hit.
All right. You will take 7 points of slashing damage.
You want to guess how many hit points I have?
7?
Okay. Give me a fortitude save.
I'm down. Do I still have to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, because if you critically fail this, I'll take you to dying two.
That's nice.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to pass.
Okay. So, yeah, it doesn't matter if you took more damage there. So you just go to dying one.
Oh, God.
First action.
It's horrible. I'm not having fun anymore.
It was fun for a while.
Yeah.
It was fun for a minute there.
I used to like playing this.
Okay.
You know what? You're right. I just want to talk to the hedgehog. Can we redo it?
What? Yeah. Good 2 hours.
Can we take it back and just go talk to the hedgehog?
I really wish I let the hedgehog out.
What if it's a cleric? It just waddles up, pulls off its hat and bows, mm-hmm. and you get 16 hit points.
Pulls a syringe out of its hat and just stabs you.
Okay. I'm really trying to decide
who to permanently end.
How to do this here. All right, Kanipo is going to move back 10 feet.
Shit.
And then third action, step to the other side of the room.
Oh, moving into darkness.
To move
dim
into
light.
Darkness.
Yeah. And he's gonna slim step right next to Buggles. I hate to do it, but that's the most tactically sound move. So slim steps behind Buggles, just out of the range of the light. So had to use two actions to do that because of your light. Wasn't able to lay out another attack. All right, I'm going to get right in the corner there, get nice and chunky. And now it is Talitha's turn.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he has moved basically 40 feet away from Talitha.
I don't have a clear shot. So I'm
standing right behind
him. That's a real morale killer.
Kick in the pants right
there. That's a real morale killer.
Takes the wind out of you.
You go next, right?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Yes, I do, I think. You want to delay?
I'm wondering if I should delay and let you help Buggles.
It's not that.
Or move the light.
Yeah.
Or both.
Fucking bullshit.
What?
It's just... I, helping Buggles doesn't do anything right now. With him right next to him, it's brutal.
Buggles can get off a blast. But if I get over... Because if I get over there and try to hit... You can just slim step away, though they just use their reaction. So presumably we did learn it was tied to a reaction, right? A reaction or an action. The
damage from an attack.
But you have to use a reaction to do it.
Correct.
Or you can spend actions to do it, which like you just did.
Right.
So I could get a hit. If I can get up there, I can get a hit off, but it would not be advised a stratagem hit. It would be a regular hit. So the other thing I do is swap and get a shot off of the crossbow. But I'll take some. He'll get some cover. They'll get some cover.
I'm curious about this swap thing, by the way. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's an interact action. One of the things it allows you to do in the remaster is swap an item you're holding for one.
Okay. Wow. Oh, so it's the basic action interact that you're doing.
Got it.
It makes sense. It's cool. Like you said, you like sheath something and you pull something. Like it's
well, you couldn't do that before, and it was so punitive to like change a weapon. This is a huge difference.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
And I did not. I missed that. That's amazing.
In fact, and it's what I'm going to do because it's going to the Knievo's going to take some cover from Zephyr, but Buggles is down, so it's just a little bit of Zephyr. All right. Draw, devise a stratagem.
Draw.
There you go.
Or swap, devise a stratagem. Okay, natural 15.
There you go.
Let me just switch. I still have the bless. Let me just add my... Oh, God, I've got to add my...
Lesser cov, plus one to its AC.
And I get a little bonus because I'm using my intellect now to attack. So that will be a 24.
That is a hit.
Yes.
And I get to use, and I get strategic strike off this.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, 8 points of damage.
Okay.
That's my turn.
All right.
Remind me to reload my crossbow.
I don't like the way he's saying that.
Yeah, I don't know why he took the damage. That's very strange.
Because what's he going to do? Leave
He could have just leapt right then into another spot.
No, he couldn't. He doesn't have a reaction. Oh, no, he used it as an action.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Brother Ramius.
He's got Brother Ramius, Buggles, and Austin online.
He sure does.
No, I don't think Austin's technically in the line.
Ramius isn't.
Ramius is not.
If you do that.
If it goes through any piece of your square, that doesn't count?
It's not through a piece of a square.
How Foundry's doing it. So, like, is that what do we do? What Foundry says or what you say?
Do we do what our sponsor says?
Yeah.
The line, you're talking about the spaces that it actually is highlighting.
Not
the line, yeah. No.
But it
might be the type of thing.
They could get Buggles, Zephyr, and Talitha.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a move away from fucking up a bunch of you.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I said it was no strategic space.
Ramius, you're up. It goes Ramius. It goes Zephyr. Buggles will then roll another check. And then it's Asta.
This is insane. Okay.
Rolling a check.
All right. Ramius will... he will attempt to... I just don't have the actions, man. All right, he will attempt to move out of the line. You're dying one, right, Austin?
Yeah, I'm only dying one. So right. I just have to do one check to stabilize if I get over the...
Oh.
Right?
Wait, we rested in here, right? Like, we did a full rest in Kanipo's court.
Earlier.
Right?
Yeah. Earlier, but then we fought the spider guy.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Brother Ramius is going to move over next to Asta. Oh, I hate this. And
you've been a battle medic for this entire fight.
Yeah. But then he also has to manage the light situation. That's the tricky part.
Yeah.
And he will... He will move the light. He will move the light so that it touches Kanipo, just the very edge of it.
Everything the light touches.
So he'll shift the light down and to the right just enough to get Kanipo in the light. I just worry that pulls us out of the light. I don't really know.
Like?
It should be really close. Like, we should be in the light, but just at the edge of it.
What's the thing we discovered with dancing lights, though? Can you make another light source?
I can, but that's two, actually.
So that puts Kanipo...
I believe. Oh, wait, I should look that up.
That puts Kanipo at the edge of the light.
Yeah, and we're still in the light.
But you, Talitha and Ramius and Asta are not in the night. You're in dim light.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh. Did you give me low light vision on Foundry?
No, I didn't, but...
All right, so because it still looks bright on my side.
Because what did you cast originally?
It's hard
dancing
for me
lights?
To see.
No, just light. There is no dancing lights anymore. This is the new modified light spell. So, you know what? It's important. This is life and death. Let's just double check, even though, you know, it's a cantrip and I've read it 5 times. Let's just read it again. Blah, 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 blah. You can attach the light. No. You can sustain the spell to move the light. You create... Yeah. So basically, to create another orb, it's two actions. So I could create another orb and then not heal you.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought that I could get us all in there, like, because it's 20-foot radius, so it should be, if we're 40 feet away, we should be, like, from Kanipo, we should be able to both be in it. Seems like we're 45 feet away. Fucking shoot me.
So just put the, if you put it, you know, some of the way.
Basically, I think I know what you're intending to do, so let me get it.
But yeah, that's fine. So basically,
all right, so right, like if I put the light like that, Kanipo is at the edge of it, and it cuts them off from the top of the room as well. They'd have to move all the way towards the throne area to be out of the light. But it really, half of Talitha is in the light.
But that's fine.
A quarter of you, but Asta is out of the light, and Zephyr's totally in the light.
It's kind of fine, I think. Let's just do this, and let me try to heal you because. Yeah.
Is that where you want it, though? Do you want... Can you see... You can't see the light icon, can you? There's like a light circle.
Yeah, we can't see it. So basically, like, that's fine with me. All I want is for him to have to take a move action and then an action to jump in order to jump. So as long as he has to do that, even if he comes right over next to us...
They're not going
to
do that.
It's not the end of the world. Or they, yeah. As long as they don't come over right next to us, it's not the end of the world.
That's not a 20-foot radius.
And I'm just kind of ballparking it for you so you have an idea of... Yeah, it's larger than that. I'll make it larger.
If by the rules, if you have overlapping areas, like two sources that are creating dim light, do the areas where they overlap become regular light?
That's a good question.
Two dims don't make a light, Skin.
I disagree.
Yeah, but I don't know. The light spell specifically, it says that it sheds bright light in that area, and then yeah. It is interesting, right? Like, if it's shedding bright light in a dim room, is the area beyond that still dim, or is it now all bright? I don't know.
Because there's more light coming into an area that was dim light.
Right.
So.
Right. I agree. But it is kind of
I think
fun.
By the rules of physics, you'd be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we know
what place did that
those are ignored here.
Doesn't exist here.
The rules of Pathfinder, for the most part.
Simply no y-axis in this world.
What do you do?
I am going to...
You moved the light first action.
I moved the light first action. I moved myself second action. Third action. I'm thinking about rolling to heal you and risking putting you to dying too, or just automatically healing you, but for very little, and we lose a heal spell.
Roll to heal me then. Do what you want.
I'm going to roll to heal you because you're not going to permanently die right now if I fail. All right, I'm going to do battle medicine. Here we go. Oh my god. I succeeded.
Oh,
by a single point.
Thank God.
I'm just shaking. Like the constant goddamn stress.
The drugs.
It's the drugs. All right, 7 points of healing.
Gotta get off that flay, man.
Get off that flay, man.
It's the only thing that helps keep me regular.
All right, so you lose the dying condition, you gain the wounded condition, and you are prone and off guard because of prone.
Okay, now it's my turn.
That's your turn?
Yeah.
Because you moved?
I moved the light as a sustain action, and Asta is up.
Top of round 6. This is what you pay money for. Zephyr.
I didn't want to interrupt, but how long am I clumsy for from that?
Two rounds.
Fail. So this is the first round I'm clumsy.
No,
last round.
Second round.
Okay, and then it's a -2 to all dex-based attacks. So I was looking this up.
You're not prone anymore, right?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but you're frightened one.
Yes, also that. I'm many things. I'm multifaceted.
You are.
But I was looking this up, and I know that my fists have the finesse trait, so like the wording is you can use your dex modifier instead of your strength modifier. Same thing for my longbow. My longbow also has the finesse trait, so I can use my dex modifier to hit rather than my strength, which is what I've been doing. So rather than take a -2 using my dex, I'll just take the -1 essentially and use my strength.
Right. So you'll have the penalty from frightened, but you'll use your strength because you're all clumsy.
So I think when she got the fail, the text said like, "Oh, you remember something, right?" Like I feel like when all this happened, like she just remembered being in the gnome compound and just like. Her going down, and then that made like Lucky go down, and everyone just started dying, and that's just kind of what started happening around her as she missed. But now she sees people getting back up, maybe not dying anymore, so she unquivers her lip, takes out her bow, one action, the unquivering of the lip is a free action.
flavor unquiver.
Flavor. Gets into monastic archer stance, second action, and flurry of blows with my bow, using my strength instead of my dex. Okay. So she's drawing from different reserves here.
Okay.
But it's all she's got.
And Buggles is down. That is a clean shot. I
don't even know what dice to roll. They all suck. it's an 18 to hit for the first one.
Missed.
Or wait. It's definitely a syllabus. It's definitely like a
17. On.
Well, then it's a negative one for the frightened, and then a plus one. So
we tough hit with these penalties.
No, that's a miss.
Yeah,
definitely a miss
hit.
Again.
Unless we crit.
So she's
sometimes
like
we crit.
She's like gritting through like her tears or whatever, just like trying to hit this thing and obviously missing.
All right, so you're no longer frightened and you go to clumsy.
It's like,
can I?
Yeah, wait, just like
clumsy
that,
two.
Desperate.
That,
rounds.
That was three actions to.
Oh, no, now she's done. She's done.
Take out my bow, yes. Get into the stance, and do flurry of blows.
Is she allowed to draw the bow as part of a move action?
No.
Because we're still in the line. You, me, and Buggles are in the line.
Wait, you don't have an action, I don't believe, right? Is going into the stance an action?
That's one action.
So you had to draw the bow.
Yep, one.
Go in the stance.
Flurry of blows.
Flurry of blows.
Yep, so that's all I can do.
Yeah, I was asking if she could draw as part of a step.
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't believe so.
All right, it is Buggles' turn. Buggles, you are dying one, and as Matthew just pointed out, you are in a line with Talitha and Zephyr. So stabilizing here would be clutch. Even if you fall back down, you need a DC 11 Fletcher.
Yeah.
I'm going to trade in my last bottle cap to automatically stabilize.
Okay.
Ugh. That's smart.
But wait, you can roll. You can roll.
Well, you have to do it when you would go down.
Right.
Right. No, you have to.
Oh, you have to spend it when your dying condition would increase.
That's true.
Right.
So you might as well roll.
Yeah.
Well, the only difference being, if you spend that, you won't be wounded. That's the only difference.
Right.
If you,
that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you succeed at it, you'd be wounded one.
Right. All right. I'll try to.
I'd keep the cap.
I'll keep the cap.
Yeah. Because even if you critically fail, that's considered your dying condition increasing. You could use that cap to.
Okay.
Auto stable. Yeah, that's
sure
true.
You lose wounded on that when you use the cap.
Sure,
I'm
you're not wounded.
99% sure you do.
Should use mine.
15.
Ah.
Okay. So stable.
Wounded.
Wounded.
Stable.
Unconscious.
Frightened. No longer frightened.
Having a nightmare.
Point, you've been out.
Yeah, I think it's a horrible point. Nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, that must have been terrifying. Okay. So Buggles, a lot of wounded, a lot of hearts.
I mean, it's just brutal.
I guess you argue even he Buggles slumped on the floor would not be part of the line.
You could argue that. I would.
I know you would.
Personally.
Again, laws of physics.
I mean, this is shadows. It's
well, no,
like
you could just like lean down.
Yeah. Boop. All right, so I don't want to put a lot of pressure on you here, Sydney, but this is huge for Asta. You look over at Kanipo, and Kanipo is teetering. Kanipo looks like they're in bad shape. If you can get over there, maybe you have a chance of killing them. If not, Buggles, Zephyr, and Talitha all have the opportunity here to go down, which would send Zephyr and Buggles to at least dying two, possibly dying three if they fumble on the Shadow Feed ability.
Here's the issue. I am prone. It's an action to get up.
Sure is.
It's an action to move.
Yep.
It's an action
to grab your weapon.
I cannot hit it this turn.
You could cast a spell.
All of my spells are not within range. So I still need...
You don't have a 60-foot jawn?
I don't believe I have a 60-foot...
They're all 30?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are...
Leave your katana behind?
You are 45 feet away as the crow flies.
I mean... Like, I don't think...
Why? Because we're all going
to
die?
I don't think a successful hit on a spell right now would kill him anyway.
No.
Like, I don't think he's got one hit point.
I don't think it would.
Well,
the way Troy's talking, I think he's a couple hits away.
Oh, I have one that's 60. I have one that's 60.
What is it?
My Slashing Gust spell.
Yes! That's a great spell!
So I can do that.
Slashing Gust from your back? You're going to gust from the back?
You know what? Okay.
Targets one or two creatures. You could put Ramius in there.
I'm not going to stand up.
Buggles
then.
In.
I'm not gonna
he just stabilized.
I'm not going to stand up then and use that action. I'm going to cast from the ground, but I am.
You will take a penalty, I believe.
Make a spell attack roll.
But wait, before that, I'm going to eat. I'm going to reach into my robe and eat my fruit.
What makes you think you have all these actions?
I didn't do any.
That's two actions.
That's two. Yeah. I thought that was one. Yeah.
You get it and then you eat it.
This, I can't swap.
No.
What are you swapping it for?
Swap
nothing. Nothing for something.
You're gonna swap nothing in your mouth with something in your mouth.
Is this your card?
Can I say that I keep the fruit on a bandolier that just sits right here, so I have to go?
Yeah. From now on, I have
just
it on.
Keep it tied right
like
here.
A little necklace.
I have earrings, and I just ow, and I bite them. No, all right. So then I'll stand up if I can't eat my dumb fruit.
All right. So you're no longer prone,
and I'm going to cast Slashing Gust
and crit it. Yeah.
Right.
Windscar!
Of
Windscar!
Roll to hit.
22.
That is a hit.
Okay.
Come on. Juice up the damage. Lie about what you roll.
Yeah, just make up a number.
Just add three.
Whatever.
Is that a number?
Add, no, four. Add
is that,
four.
Is that a
add
crit, four. Per just chance?
Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
4 points.
Oh! Oh!
Slashing Gust is really D4s?
2D4.
Oh, I thought it was.
And you can't heighten it?
Six.
I.
We're not third level.
I don't have a level.
Just, I'm trying
you don't
to
have
I
know. A heighten.
Could I lie and say 5 points of damage?
You could have.
Oh, wait, hold on.
We were very clear.
Stop.
Oh, wait, she can't add.
I think.
The city can add.
Yeah.
Skid, play the drop.
We're going long.
I think it was five.
All right. Here we go. It is Kneepo's turn.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, that was a great try.
What good effort.
It was six.
Do you have an action? No, Slashing Gust is two.
That's two. That's my whole turn.
Okay.
We go down together.
We go down together. This ship sinks together.
Okay.
No, I actually think you're going to go down right now. Me too.
Well, together.
All right, we'll go down together.
Man. Buggles, Zephyr, and Talitha, please give me a fortitude save.
Just roll amazing. Just kill it.
Fortitude save. I'm no longer frightened and no longer clumsy. Doesn't matter what.
Talitha?
10.
Buggles?
20.
20 fly. Okay. Your name.
I'm in.
No, it's up. Who else? You.
22.
22. No damage. Buggles.
Oh, right on the line.
Takes. Oh, my God. Buggles is going to go right back down.
I'm dying. Well, dying one.
Doesn't matter.
16 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
And frightened one.
I would have been
critical
down.
Fail.
66. Oh. Jeepers.
He
25
went.
Points of damage.
25?
And you're frightened two. Yeah. Oh.
My max hit points, and I'm at full, is 24.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man.
A slightly worse roll.
All right, so Talitha goes to dying two.
This sucks.
Dying two because it was
feel,
yeah, whatever.
Zephyr, you're good?
Feel under.
Were we supposed
nothing,
to find,
I didn't
like,
get hit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Weapon.
You didn't get hit.
No, I think that we missed several things that would have made us third
were
level
we supposed
by
to
now,
find,
maybe?
Like, a cloak or, like, a belt?
I think we were supposed to open the cage with the hedgehog with a hat.
You know what I think?
I'll tell you what. You're level appropriate, and I have done the most minimal changes to this that have had no bearing whatsoever on the
I think I'm missing a potency rune. Is the thing.
That's probably it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man. Okay. So Talitha will move in the initiative order, as will Buggles. I'll put Buggles there first. And it is Brother Ramius's turn.
You bastard.
Bottom around six. Kanipo's just like black blood coming out of its striped skin.
Oh, I'm noticing this. The art, because Kanipo's token. One of their claws reaches outside the bounds of the circle.
Yeah.
So even though I'm unconscious and dying, I can see a little,
it's like this little
shadowy
little
claw.
Oh, in here. That's creepy.
Your hatred, your lack of understanding will be snuffed out by the Keeper!
And I will heal everyone around me. Four.
And does that reach to all your allies?
I don't think it's going to reach Buggles. One space away from Buggles. Obviously.
Okay, that's going to bring Zephyr and Asta to wounded two.
What?
Would you rather I leave
no,
them
I'm
down?
No, I'm just...
Wait, yeah.
Zephyr, I'm sorry, you weren't down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you weren't down either.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm not down either.
You're the only one that's down. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm the wounded one.
And I'm sorry. I didn't realize you weren't down. I thought two of you went down.
I'm still like more than half down.
I mean, I would love hit points.
You just got 8.
Awesome.
I'm max healed.
Thank
on the AOE.
Nice.
So 8, 8, 8. And 8 for Ramius, too, actually.
Yeah, That's don't
huge.
Forget yourself there, buddy.
But and he's the just staring this. And the hedgehog.
And the hedgehog.
If
Kanibo mistreated that hedgehog, hedgehog's feeling better.
Look, everyone is wounded except for the.
Actually, Ramius, with that 8, went exactly to the point back to Max.
Wow.
And he's just reinvigorated with his faith in the Keeper and his ability to snuff out these kind of single-minded, power-hungry lunatics. He's going to take him out. Well, he's not going to take him out. One of you guys has to. No! All right, that was all 3 actions.
Okay, I only used 2 of my actions, but I...
Oh! I don't know. Sorry, did I jump you? I didn't...
Yeah, I think I told you to go, but I'm fine where I am. So that's the end of round 6. Top of round 7. Everyone is wounded except Brother Ramius. Zephyr.
Okay, I'm finally... I don't have clumsy, I don't have frightened, I don't have any negative buffs.
Yes.
So like,
and you have your bow in your hand.
I have my bow in my hand, I'm in my stance.
You're your stance.
That last round, she was just like trying to shoot through the tears, and as she like lets her emotions go, I guess, her Titan Swing ability comes out. Now awakened.
Oh, right.
She's going to make 1 hit with her bow with this Titan Swing.
Flat check.
Flat check for the backlash.
For the backlash. Oh, for the backlash. And I think it's DC 10, or right?
When it's heightened?
The second time?
Second time.
Second
today.
Time.
I think it is.
I don't even think it's during the same day. I think it's like, I think it carries over day to day.
Oh, really?
Really?
I think it's every time you use it until you get a backlash, I think.
Crazy.
It's impossible.
Well, it's rolling while I look it up.
19.
Okay, that should be enough Weiss. Either way.
Okay.
All right, so no backlash.
Come on.
Titan okay. Swing.
Do I have Bless?
Yes.
Okay.
You sure do.
Is Bless Concentrate or it's on Aura?
I don't know.
Because you have Light and Bless going. Can you do both of those?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. I think we're splitting hairs here.
Okay, so look. I believe I'm right. I don't feel like looking this up right now.
Sure.
Sustaining the Bless spell expands it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sustaining Light, you can move it. I think if you don't do anything, they still stay there for their duration. With Light, the duration is until your next rest. Bless, I'll look at the duration, but I'm sure it's probably 10 minutes, I would guess.
Okay.
Well, 1 minute. 1 minute.
We've all been fucked up so bad by Baldur's Gate 3. It's fucked up all our understanding, like how magic works.
I don't want to be a rules boy, but once per turn.
I'd love it.
Starting the turn after you cast Bless, you can use a single action, which has the concentrate trait. You need to use a single action to increase the emanation.
That's what
exactly what
you said. Oh, wait, but you have been using an action each round?
No, I never increased the emanation.
Just keeping the...
So I wish I could have.
So it's just 5 feet.
15 feet. In the remaster. The cool. Original is 5 feet. The new one is 15.
Okay.
Okay, here I go with
Zephyr, just whatever you do, don't nat 1.
It's not a nat 1. It's a 16 to hit.
Yes. Damn it.
God damn it.
That would have hit the dog.
Yeah, we bring the dog back.
Can we roll some damage on the dog's corpse?
I hit the dead dog. I'm sorry.
Poor dog. What else you got, Zeph?
I mean, that was 2 actions, actually, to do the Titan Swing. So, I mean...
Get out of the line.
Yeah.
Am I still in the line?
Yeah. The line.
We just got hit.
Oh, right.
And always on time. Love us and always. Love us and always
on time.
You
can also flurry of blows and hope to roll a natural 20.
It's true.
They always say, use your third action for an attack.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Kidding.
There's nowhere for me to move. Well, am I going to move behind everybody? And
they
then,
just
like,
want you to move out of the line.
Like move up to the top.
Then it's...
He's in the line. Third,
it's
with somebody else.
Within... more than half of my first range increment, and I take a penalty. I need to be 35 feet away.
I mean, is the penalty
35
worse than death?
Oh, I thought it was 30.
This is 35 from up here.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. She moves for her last action to the other side of the room.
Slides to the top of the room. It is Asta's turn. Asta, what do you do?
How's that hedgehog looking?
Standing there. You want to see him?
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
I believe your backlash DC returns to 5 every day when you make your daily preparation.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
This is what the hedgehog looks like.
Oh, I love it.
We are going to be able to talk to this hedgehog.
Yeah.
Should we let the hedgehog out? I'm
stop.
Right.
Stop.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm right next
I'm saving you from yourself.
Okay.
Better to find.
All right. I can take a hint, GM. Thanks.
He just doesn't want to roleplay the hedgehog.
I hate being railroaded by my GM. Doesn't want me to open the cage during battle.
Into doing strategically relevant things.
Things that into will save help our lives.
I'm such a monster.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. I cannot move up to Kanipo. I don't have enough action economy to move and attack.
You also don't have the action economy to pick up your katana.
My katana!
You can move twice and attack.
I don't have my katana.
Right, but you did it before, remember?
He's also still prone.
Katana!
Oh, you want me to just punch him?
She's stood up last
time. But I was just saying, you could attack.
I mean, I could, but I don't have the... I would just punch him, but I can't spell strike.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to just move single.
Pick up your katana.
Pick up my katana, one action. I'm going to move to get closer to Kanipo.
Yep.
Second action.
Okay.
Not there.
Sorry, hold on. The fuck?
Oh, yeah, that's a line.
Just can't be in a line with anybody.
All right, how about...
It's actually impossible.
I move a little bit further down.
Okay,
that's
now
good.
Now I'm not in a line.
Yeah, you're good.
Cool. Then I'm going to just do a one action. I'll do my sure strike. Now I cast my... Nope. Next round. Sorry.
Please stop.
I know.
Please make it stop.
I'll do my box fire. My tail crackles with electric energy, and I go, and I'm going to hit. That's going to be a 26.
All right, just walk me through this again. First action, pick up your katana.
Second action, move.
And then third action, what is this thing?
My foxfire ability. My tail shoots.
Single action.
It's single action.
Unarmed attack. Ranged.
Okay. 26 to hit?
Yes.
That is a hit.
Cool. It's not a lot of damage. That's why it's one action. Oh, that doesn't count. I dropped it.
Keep it. Oh, yeah. Is it a one? Don't keep it.
Two
points of damage. Ow.
Oh my god.
So
I am everything, so angry.
I feel everything just feels I feel like toddlers.
Yes.
Right?
World
like
of
we're
adults.
So powerful but we can't like use our abilities to the best that we can.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a toddler. I feel like I'm playing with crayons.
Yeah. Like we're running around with wiffle bats against people with guns.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it feels like.
Yes. Agreed.
Yes, because they can, in one shot, take us down.
Yeah. Well, because there is also one of them. And in this case, there were two. But
oh my gosh,
one of them and 5 of us.
It is Buggles' turn to roll a death save here.
Okay.
Buggles is a dying one, so the worst Buggles could do is crit fail to dying 3.
Natty 9.
Oh, wait a minute. You should be dying 2. Right.
Why?
Now you're dying 3.
Why is he dying 2?
Wounded 1 when he went down.
Oh, so now he's dying 3.
But now I'm going to use my bottle cap.
Okay.
To stabilize?
Ah, okay. So because your dying condition would have increased to dying 3, you are now stabilized. You are no longer at the dying condition, and you're sure, bottle cap rules of the game, you're no longer wounded?
I'm 99%.
I'm not 100% sure.
Because you would be wounded too at this point. So that's just...
Right.
I'll remove the dying. I don't think the wounded's going to matter right now, but we'll see.
Yeah. I think
yes, he's right.
Yeah.
You don't gain the wounded condition or increase its value from losing the dying condition in this way, spending all your hero points.
But you do still have it.
Yeah, you don't
So you're wounded 1.
You don't become wounded 2.
You just don't increase it.
Okay.
You don't gain or increase it. That means that if you already had it, you will keep it. All
right. It is Talitha's turn. Followed by Kanipo the Slim, everyone is wounded except Brother Ramius.
Here we are. The end of all things. This is the round.
The action economy.
It must.
I'm frightened.
End.
1 at this point or frightened 2?
When did you go down last? I don't have you as. I didn't add the frightened condition, so I can't remember.
I think I'm frightened. I think we've ticked, right?
Yeah, I believe you're frightened 1. Because you critically failed to frighten 2, so you'd be frightened 1 this round.
Okay. So
I'm amazed we kept it going.
Talitha is going to this is going to hurt my soul. Pick up her hand crossbow.
Okay.
Reload her hand crossbow.
Okay.
And try to get a shot off from prone. I don't have the action economy to devise a stratagem.
So minus two to attack.
And I'm taking a minus two from the prone, and I'm taking a minus one.
Which, by the way, is stupid for a hand crossbow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It should be more accurate.
That's why, like, that's why snipers always stand upright when they're taking their shots. Because it's easier to hit someone with a ranged weapon that way.
And the bless.
Okay.
Okay.
23 to hit.
Oh,
no! All right, walk me through the math. You got that right with the minus two and the minus one
and
from
the plus one.
I have plus one from bless.
I have it all checked off on
Dark Plane.
And I'm adding for bless, yeah.
What was the total?
23.
That is a hit.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be minuscule damage.
Yeah, because
don't bring that negative energy
to the... 6 points of damage!
Oh, yes! damage!
She's like, wakes up from the spill. It's like, crash a handshake and grabs the crossbow, snaps a bolt in, and is like,
blinking the sweat and blood out of her eyes.
You hit Kanipo the Slim. Kanipo the Slim gets sort of like pinned up against the cave wall and starts slowly sliding down. And as they do, they smile and they grab Buggles.
What?
And they say, welcome home. And they die.
Whoa!
No! And we'll see you next week.
No!
Oh,
that
man! They were saying we can't get out. They say we're trapped here. We have to figure out a way to get home.
No. Oh my god, but I don't care! They're dead!
They're dead!
He was our ride.
He was our ride.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.